left on a bike.
Fly, eagles, fly on a road to victory. E-L-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
Yeah.
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 Bowl. Super Bowl.
Hey, here's a shock. Something's wrong with this machine. Before you rush to a microphone,
right,
to speak...
How do all the microphones sound today? Do they sound all right?
Not the same.
It's different again, isn't it?
Hold on a second. And... There you go. Thank you. Now rush to the microphone.
I was just going
to
say, I wonder if anyone in Philly is sorry they took those mortgages out.
Thank you. That's Rob Spiewak, everybody.
And another week begins.
Happy Monday, everybody.
Hi. Another week of greatness.
That's right.
I hope you're rolling tape on this. I only hope Mr. O'Reilly approves of this part of the show.
Yes.
Our new boss, Mr. O'Reilly.
I certainly hope so. I hope that he doesn't have any issues with it. Otherwise, he might bring us in and say that we lost.
He's the best boss of all time.
Of all time. Yeah. And he's
our boss now at WJFK because he calls all the shots all the time.
What I urge is everybody, whatever you do, don't believe the lie.
I never thought I would say this about this broke-down, half-assed radio station that we've called home for over 13 years, WJFK, our flagship station.
Say what?
I never thought I would say that we, right now, on this show, as much as you can have in this crazy business at this station,
right,
we have job security, and here's what I mean. We are the only show right now...
Mm-hmm.
That I'm sure will not be moved time-wise. Our time starts at 3 in the afternoon,
right,
and goes until 7 at night.
This much we know. Okay?
For everybody else is
right
in play.
Yes.
They cut off Stern today early. The Junkies have had their time moved
right
4 different times. Bill O'Reilly has
exactly
pushed his way back in the lineup. Ron and Fez, I would include them, but they're preempted tonight for the...
Gary Williams show.
Whatever that is. They got another show on, the sex show on, at 11 o'clock at night.
Right.
The lineup on this station really changes more than the average person changes their underpants.
It is. It has been... a remarkably unsteady time here at the old flagship.
And what's made it really great behind the scenes, because there have been all these changes to the other shifts and the disc jockeys and people...
Changes!
People calling the station, complaining and everything. No one from management is here.
No.
No.
That's well, what I do.
Cameron is here, but he's not from management. He's the program director.
He is.
He doesn't have a clue.
Yes.
So nobody's here.
He had a clue that I won the football thing. And he was mad at me because he knew that I didn't know that I won.
But that's why you're the golden boy, Mike. Mike won the squares.
Ah. The cash was not in my hand.
8 seconds.
The golden boy.
Before it was taken to pay off a certain coworker of mine. Who is growing his hair long and growing
good
his beard. So,
and his beard.
And, I figured, hey, I could take the cash home, look at it.
Right.
Think it was mine? It's really not. It's Rob's.
Oh. That's right.
Because Rob's grown his beard. And I'm not even concerned about his hair anymore. Rob's grown his beard.
You had good squares. You had sevens, which was the
sevens in the first quarter, I thought.
Halftime score.
Oh, maybe no, the halftime score.
Halftime score, 7-7.
Halftime score, 7-7.
And hey, whoa. What a Super Bowl, huh? Okay, we'll talk about it. We'll talk about it. If it's okay with Mr. O'Reilly.
Yeah.
Well, if he approves. Who runs things around this radio station?
He's the boss.
Changes the lineup constantly depending on when he wants to be on. Has other disc jockeys taken off the air? Other disc jockeys' time slots are moved.
Yes.
Today on the show, later.
You better mind your P's and Q's, mister.
Well, let me tell you something, Mike. Later in the show, we will, with our salute to the new president of Infinity Broadcasting and general manager of WJFK Washington, Bill O'Reilly, will have a special tribute.
Wonderful.
That's later nice in today's show.
And a smart move politically, I think.
Well, Buzz, let's be honest. Sometimes,
don't you think it's about time we all move to the right?
Uh-huh.
Sometimes you got to kiss ass.
I think this is the time.
And this is the guy. This is the man of the plan.
One of the oldest lines in the book. If you can't beat him, join him.
Right.
And now... There we go. Hello, everyone.
Well, happy post-Super Bowl Monday.
Got 3 for you today, and it's all or nothing Monday.
I'm excited about that.
What STD cream is made specifically for the Muppets?
Which one?
Herpes. Herpes. Herpes.
Herpeson?
Pronounce it.
Herpeson Elmo.
Herpeson Elmo.
Thank you.
Jesus.
Make your decision.
Okay. I already have.
What kind of healthy dairy treat do pimped out African Americans prefer?
What?
Frogurt. Stay with the fro.
I need another clue.
From last week. Okay, I'll give you one more. What legendary pilot loves drinking hardcore German liqueur? Oh, Chuck Yeagermeister.
Hey now.
The Don and Mike Show.
Okay. You know, I don't even know the name of what this herpes cream is or whatever it is. It's herpicillin?
I guess.
Herpicillin?
Okay, what is it, Robbie, really?
I believe it's herpicillin L.
Herpicillin L, and then the joke is herpicillin Elmo.
Don't we have anybody in the building that would know that?
You're a joke.
I don't get it.
Or we could go to the limit of the calendar.
You're saying it's November.
Now listen. So it's herpicillin Elmo, Brogert, and Chuck Yeagermeister. Let's start this week with Mike.
I'm going to say the service.
And Buzz.
I'm going to say Rob. Yeah, well, I'm going the opposite of what I think. Okay.
And
winner.
Mike is the winner.
Yeah, I did it. Yeah, I just, they didn't have the first one had the Rob feel because he explained it, but that was, see, that's how he's trying to
I was tricking you there.
I tried that before. I'm on that gag.
I wish I wrote Yeagermeister, though. That was
Yeagermeister's good.
Everyone.
All right, hello.
I wish you had.
What, Buzz?
I wish he had, too.
Hello.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe.
Right. I'll get retarded here.
It's a true story. He was a neo-Nazi. One true enemy. Himself. A man of faith. A man of hate. And his soul torn apart. Your discretion advised.
How have you been?
Doesn't Mike look nice today?
Yeah.
Good afternoon.
What was that?
I don't know.
You look nice.
You were looking nice today, so I said so. Festival of Green.
I said, yeah, I guess. Cause
you better watch it.
I said you look nice.
This is the Mondayest Monday of the year, Rob Spiewak.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Superb Owl. All the ships at sea. And now, here to keep the WJFA broadcast momentum going.
Yes.
Geronimo and Mike Paul
Mara. You know, I don't think.
Oh, hi there.
Oh, hi, Junkyard. I don't think he was goofing on your clothes.
No.
I thought it was a compliment.
You made a few swishy gestures at me before the program, and I just said you look nice.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Hey, listen, Monday. Don and Mike Show, new episode on this.
Shut up.
Monday. Mike.
Monday.
020705.
Mike Don and Mike Buzz Burbank.
No, he's not.
Just shut up, Rob.
Never another compliment from me.
Hi, everybody. Don and Mike Show, new episode. It's Monday. It's February 7th, 2005. You can call us from anywhere in America at 877-365-3636 from Canada.
Oh, pretty.
800-636-1067 in Washington, D.C., where Bill O'Reilly runs radio station WJFK.
Yeah.
202-432-1067.
Excelente.
Here we go. Hold on. Here's a call we want to take right now. First call of a new week, and it's Ron.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hi there, Ron.
Ron, actually. That's okay, though. I don't care what my name
is. Ron, like Lon Chaney?
Ron, like Ron.
Ron Helsing.
Vaughn. Like with the grocery stores? Vaughn
Helsing.
Exactly, yeah, there you go.
Okay, Vaughn.
Vaughn.
Okay,
I don't get jokes. Explain the old Bill O'Reilly. I hate the guy, but explain, why is he president?
He's the president of radio station WJFK.
What he is, guy seems to get things done.
He's a very powerful man.
That's right. He makes the decision.
Come on. I don't get jokes. Explain it.
What do you mean jokes? What are you talking about?
No, we're serious. I'm telling you the truth. There's a guy named Bill O'Reilly. You know him from Fox News. He's calling all the shots at our radio station, WJFK.
That's true. Don't laugh. Is that disturbing you, sir? Don't show disrespect to Mr. O'Reilly.
I love Bill.
I mean, I am not, and we love him, too. He's a great boss.
Yeah.
Now, I'll tell you people that he's pissed off. He's pissed off one of our good friends and peers. H. Stern.
Yes.
He's mad because his show gets cut off now at 10 o'clock, whether he's done or not.
Mm-hmm.
Then he's pissed off some other friends of ours, S. Junkies.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. They dropped the... Junkies.
The Junkies.
Because their time slot has been moved around like five times in 2 weeks. Then you've got the boss, Bill O'Reilly,
who
just kind of elbowed his way back into the schedule and
absolutely.
All of these other disc jockeys mad at him, and we want to go on record that we are not mad at Mr. O'Reilly.
No, not at all.
He's a great boss.
We're company guys, and I think people realize that we're team players first and foremost, and we welcome our new boss, Bill O'Reilly.
Because when you look at a lineup like here on WJFK, I'm seeing...
Can you move that phone around a little more and breathe into it?
I'm seeing a trend. On WJFK, that is kind of a concept with the format of the show.
I see.
It's H. Stern, then it's Junkies, then it's, well, Bill O'Reilly. I'll get back to that.
If you want
to
do the B.O., then Mr. O'Reilly.
Then D&M, then R&F, Ron and Fez.
Right. So, then LL.
Oh, Loveline. Right, yeah, the sex show. They added the sex show.
Mm-hmm.
So, to me, that's a perfect lineup. If anything, Bill O'Reilly enhances that lineup because Bill O'Reilly's all about having fun.
Right. Well, it's great when management can do a radio show as well.
Having laughs. I heard your can, Mike.
Sorry.
He's great at having laughs.
Yeah.
Good, funny show that he runs.
Fits right in.
And God knows he's got the power to change the entire lineup of a major radio station.
Wow.
So we're here to kiss his ass.
We are. And, but it's not an effort. It's not an effort at all.
No.
Not for me. I love it. I'm ready. I came, I was puckered up before my car even hit the garage.
Bill O'Reilly is the whipped cream on our radio tart.
Absolutely.
Okay?
He's not the soft, gooey center.
No, so you don't, listen, Vaughn.
Vaughn.
Vaughn's stupid. You don't get jokes. Goodbye.
Eject.
There goes Vaughn, waiting all weekend to make that call and be the first one on the show.
Okay, I'll be the first to tell you that I do have a Super Bowl hangover because not because of when I had the drink, the problem is that football's over.
Yeah.
And the game...
One of the worst Mondays of the year, don't you think?
The game sucked. I don't care what you're going to say about it. It was good in the fourth quarter. It was good in the third quarter. It sucked. It was a bad game. It was a sloppy game. The entertainment... Paul McCartney was good.
I like Paul McCartney.
But me, I can live without seeing Charlie Daniels share the stage with Kelly Clarkson. Really, I can. Slow game. Bad ads. I only like the Monkees, for God's sakes. All the other ads suck.
The one I didn't get a chance to see was the one John Norman was telling me about, the one with the cat, with the bloody cat. I didn't see that one.
Was
that pretty good?
Yeah.
It sounded and looked like it might have been pretty funny.
Yeah, I take it back. That was okay.
Right.
But there was no big over-the-top.
No.
And the reason is because of the nipple last year, that everything
they're all trying to be careful.
Everything is conservative and everything is... squeaky clean and the best darn show. And
right.
The funny moment in the pregame was when they had Clinton and Bush 41.
Bush Senior, yes.
And Bush 41 couldn't hold the microphone.
Yeah, when he was like, when they were on the Fox set.
Yeah, it was like Mr. Smithers on The Simpsons that it fell out of his frail hand and Clinton reaches over and...
Was it falling out of his frail hand? Was it more that like he was Larry Bud Melmaning it?
No, it was...
Where he didn't know to speak into it. That's what the problem was.
I'd have to review the tape, Mike.
I think he was... It was one of those deers where, where he had Dennis Murphy mic technique.
Well, whatever the reason... Clinton has to hold the microphone and put it back in his hand, and they're asking the other Bush, the older Bush, they're asking him a question. His answers are like 5 or 10 words, much like his son, very concise, right to the point. They give Clinton the microphone. He's doing a freaking monologue.
Of course.
Like,
loves that.
It's not only about the people here at the game. It's about a brand new start for the entire world. Hey, does anybody know how much weight I've lost? Don't I look great? I mean, he was weird, and they had them.
He looked good. Looks pretty good.
They had Bush and Clinton arm in arm most of the night.
Is it me or does senior HW look like he doesn't want to even be in the same state with Clinton?
Oh yeah.
He always has that look. And they did a lot. I think it was not by accident. They did a lot of cutaways when Clinton was talking, where they would show Bush's face.
Yeah, and he looked less than interested.
Well, and I can't even use the word.
Grimacing.
He was just grimacing. Nasty. Yeah.
What an ass. That's what he's thinking. What a jerk.
Why do I have to be up here with the ass?
Be Meanwhile, Clinton's up there going, look at that, Julian Barber.
I want to come down there and see her.
So we talk about the game, you know, and how great it is Philly lost.
Right.
For all those moron, you know, and I'm so tired of the, hey, we're blue-collar fans.
Oh, yeah.
Like, Philly's the only city in America
yeah, right, exactly.
that has people who have to really work for a living.
Sure.
You know, we're blue-collar. We deserve this. Yo.
Yo. Look at their little identity.
Get lost.
Right.
And then when I, you know, and understand, this is all also because I'm mad that football's over.
Yes, I know.
You know, if I got to sit through one more interview with goddamn Robert Kraft.
Right.
Who I'm sure is a great owner
sure.
Of the team.
Exactly.
But. Everybody treating this guy like he's Queen Elizabeth.
Oh, and he is the ego guy anyway.
Well, this is a very exciting time for all of us in New England. And three times in a row, hey, look at my power tie. And look at me. And hey, yeah, JB, guys, kiss my ass a little bit. He's the, you know, I don't know. If it had been a great game, an outstanding game,
well, Don,
I wouldn't be as down, Mike.
But Bob Kraft, you have to admire a guy who has won this many Super Bowls, three out of the last 4 years, and he's done it by putting a product on the field that is priced consistent with quality. I believe that he deserves nothing but credit. Yes.
All of the accolades that come his way?
Sure.
Okay, well, we'll talk about all of this in a couple of... segments here for you, not even segments, just thoughts, concern announcers
mm-hmm.
for the Super Bowl and broadcasts leading up to the Super Bowl.
Right. All right.
I guess we should start with, well, let me just contrast a style in men, a style in broadcast.
Okay.
There you go. Start with Rich Eisen from the NFL Network, who has been on our show since September.
Mm-hmm.
Every Friday. I won't get into specifics now about that you guys don't care about if he was on time for segments or late for segments.
Right.
That point is here.
If you missed the locker room this week, you missed this.
But
from
the point
Monday.
Is, you know, we had a hard time last week getting it scheduled.
It wasn't ESPN,
because
too.
Because he had Super Bowl fever. Like,
exactly.
Yeah,
they got all wound up.
That's being a fan,
we explained that to you last week.
This from
they're all down there.
I wish there was a better story. This is what we're reduced to.
On top of cotton candy.
Major football coach on the big show.
Paul Wolf.
How are you doing this afternoon?
Everybody's he's Bill Doba. Thank you. Nick Holt.
Coach, how are you doing?
Good. You remain slightly humble.
First of all, people threw it. These guys get donuts at all to eat in front of like 600 people on Sunday.
No, I do that at the buffet all the time.
Yeah, so what happened was on Friday's episode before the Super Bowl. Now, keep in mind when we have this guy on Rich Eisen, he's the mouthpiece for the NFL Network. And for God's sakes, if we're ever going to get anything out of him, it's got to be get insight, like, you know, that the Eagles are going to lose by three and T.O. is going to run for catch 100 yards. But he knows what's happening. He has all these dopes on his TV show.
And he's a funny guy, too. I mean, he's very, very quick-witted. And
in the past, he's been known as a funny guy.
Yeah.
So on Friday...
Well, he was uptight at the beginning, and then he loosened up, and then he, you know, it was we had a pretty good rhythm with him.
On Friday, after we finally agreed on a time, you know, it was us saying, okay, can you do it at this time? Can you do it at this time? We agreed on a time. We went to a hard break. We come back, and he wasn't there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We had to wait about 4.5 minutes to fill until he was there.
Right.
Then when he was there, I don't know if you heard it or not, we put him on hold.
That's a joke. Just for fun.
He was on the phone with us for 8 minutes out of his life.
Mm-hmm.
And got his talent fee and everything.
Right, right, of course.
8 minutes. We never said he's a jerk. We never said he's an ass.
Mm-hmm.
It was what we do.
Just goofing with him. And then we communicated with him and told him about the joke and told him what we did and
right.
that we were having a little fun. And he didn't really
Yeah,
like
he was emailing Beth Ann, and Beth Ann was writing him, you know, come on, it's a goof. So I get this. This is personal from Rich Eisen mm-hmm. to me on Saturday. Now, it's funny, I get this stuff on my email from the NFL, all this jazz with CBS. I got the schedule. So I know that they're going to do the Hall of Fame introduction BS crapola ceremony at 12 noon on Saturday, and it says, hosted by TV personality Rich Eisen.
All right.
So I've already read somewhere that he's going to be on TV at noon doing this live thing with Steve Young and what's his name, Dan Marino.
Dan Marino.
Nice to know that at 11:17, less than 45 minutes before he would be introducing Hall of Famers, he had time to pen this. Don, had to drop you a note in regards to what went down yesterday. After being put on hold for the second time yesterday during our chat, I sent Beth Ann an email asking what was going on.
KJRB Spokane is Fox Sports Radio 790 The Fan.
This is a way to goof on me. I can only imagine what you were saying when I was placed in Radio Netherland. If that's not the case, I'd appreciate knowing what happened. If what Beth Ann told me is indeed the case, please know this. Now, keep in mind, this is a dude who's been on ESPN. He's on the NFL channel.
Right. Yeah.
I've known him to be a funny guy. At least that's why I liked him on TV.
Right.
We put him on hold the way the Letterman put Regis Philbin on hold.
Right. Exactly.
Then, what you guys did was the single most unprofessional and disrespectful treatment I have ever received in regards to anything I've ever done on radio, print, or TV.
Wow!
Certainly, from a group of people I thought I had built up a level of trust and camaraderie with over a 22-week period. Not a single time during that span did I ever blow you off, leave you hanging, or choose to have you chase me around. I won't argue that point now.
Okay.
I mean, it's fruitless. He's wrong about that, but it's fruitless to argue that.
Right.
After an entire season, for me to spend so much time trying to hammer out a time period for your show during my unbelievably crazy week, for me to push and cajole my staff to rearrange my entire show's highly volatile schedule just to crack open 15 minutes for your show, and then wind up as a dupe on the butt of yours and Mike's childish goof, is an absolute outrage.
Oh, my God.
Oh, dear. After rereading what I've just written, I feel silly even wasting another second on this, but had to lose my number.
Wow.
What an ass, huh?
So, wow. That's unfortunate.
So, I'm thinking, I received this on Saturday.
Oh.
I got a couple of routes to go. I can either write the guy back and be just a jerk with him and say, dude, do you have any idea what life is like in the real world? And that we didn't do anything to hurt your feelings.
Right.
And I only am reading this now because he never bothered to write back to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think it's fair I read both of these, both sides of Rich Eisen's,
yeah.
You know, got his wad, you know, mm-hmm. his panties in a wad over this.
Right.
I write back to him, Rich, first, I apologize for the segment yesterday. I hate it when someone says, sorry if you're offended by what I said. That's shallow. You're pissed? For that, I apologize. You were never slandered or badmouthed by us. We were having fun after shifting our segments around on Thursday and Friday to accommodate you. We've always been flexible with your time constraints. We do a comedy show. The reason I wasn't remain a fan of yours is your caustic wit and humor. I understand the ramifications of your new position, and I've always treated you with the respect you deserve.
Mm-hmm.
Rich, do you have any idea what life in the broadcasting world is like a few thousand rungs underneath your level? It's real time with screw-ups and last-minute adjustments. Our show was running and hit the mark at 3:45, your time, and we were left hanging with 4 minutes to fill. Everything was done in good humor. It was 100% juvenile and funny.
Right.
Because that's how I fill my quotas. I hope we can remain in touch. I think I understand the pressure you're under, the scheduling the last few weeks of your life. Understand mine. Again, sorry. Have a great broadcast. And that was sent sincerely. I'm reading it like a jerk, but it was sent sincerely.
Yeah.
I'm only reading it.
I mean, you were giving our side of the story. And
I'm only reading it like a jerk because he's never bothered to write back. And don't tell me that he's too busy because I know that 45 minutes before he's going to go on national TV with Steve Young, he wrote this little poison pen ditty.
Yeah, you know what? Everybody reacts differently, and I think he takes it seriously enough, and he cares about, this. I mean, I hope he understands what we're all about. I mean, we're circus clowns here.
I don't know.
We're doing a comedy radio show. And you know what?
He's got that Super Bowl fever.
He's upset.
Yeah.
And I wish he had written you back. I mean, but I guess, I guess that's it. Boy, he was angry.
I mean, dude, if you think that's an outrage.
I don't know how angry he would have been if he'd heard what we did.
Well, that's what
we did. We were just having a little fun.
As I tried to ride him. You know, and even
and you know what? And he wouldn't have known about it if we hadn't had Beth Ann tell him.
Right.
Of course. I mean, really, I mean, if we weren't up front about it, we would have told.
He wrote it in his email.
Oh, he was in his email?
Like, click.
Ah. So anyway, I spent about 5 minutes being concerned about that on Saturday, then thought, well, you know, I'll take the high road. For one time in my life, I'll take the high road.
No, you've done that more than
once. Write the guy back and say, hey, you know, sorry. You know, would really want to write back, get a life.
Get a sense of humor. You were his biggest advocate, and I mean, maybe he will contact you about that. And it's a shame because, you know what? On the air, I think the guy was terrific with us. I think he was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was difficult, like it is with a lot of TV people, to chase these guys down. And we, you know, when we do that, and finally it's accomplished, and then he's not there, it's, you know, it's a little frustrating. And how do we, you know, instead of saying, hey, man, you know,
I mean, what are you supposed to do? Argue with the guy and say, hey, Rich, you know, incidentally, with this perfect track record, what about that stellar report you gave us 2 weeks ago? When you're at a hotel with your mom and dad having dinner, talking to us on a cell phone that we could barely hear, and all you could talk about was Arnold Schwarzenegger being there.
I mean, but see, we have no problem with that, and it's just it's unfortunate that it went down. I'm a little surprised.
If Rich Eisen gets it, and this is what I don't get, if he gets it, why send me this whole big thing about? I mean, because he's got the facts correct in the beginning of what he writes. He has the gist of what we did. And then he writes, if that's true, that was the most unprofessional.
I think he's too wrapped up in his own world to get it. I don't think he did get it.
You think so?
That's unfortunate. He travels in a different world of broadcasting than we do. I mean, we do this show. It is a comedy radio show. That's job one.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what we're doing, it's job one. We try to weave that into everything we
and
do on this show.
It's sad this happened because Mike had really just started watching the NFL Network.
No, I hadn't.
I had watched it.
I watched it once.
And I'm the one that is getting yelled at because they want
it. It's a good network. I like it. I mean, I enjoyed it when I watched it.
Mm-hmm. Company had a good guy, somebody like Boomer Esiason, way back in July that they said, I said, no. You know who's funny? It's Rich Eisen.
Mm-hmm.
Go after Rich Eisen.
And we were both fans of Rich Eisen, and, you know.
Still are. He writes a lovely letter. I love him.
I'm still a fan of the guy. I mean, I hope this... this works out. I'd love to have him call up and, so we could, like, hash this out a little bit and apologize to him publicly if he was mad.
The only reason that I didn't write that down when I was writing him is that, in a way, that's like you're fanning the flames. We say, incidentally, you know, no hard feelings. And if you'd like to call to discuss it, you know, to get into another potential argument.
Yeah.
I didn't want to leave that door open with him. I thought I'd give him until Monday.
Well, here's the deal. The bottom line is, that letter tells me the guy is under a little bit of pressure.
Yeah.
And I'm not putting him down for that. I'm saying the guy is probably, you know, you said it was 45 minutes before he's got to do the Hall of Fame thing. You know, the guy's wrapped a little tight.
It was still bugging
him. Jim Nantz got the same way.
After an entire season, to spend so much time trying to, I'm not going to say the MC word, out of time period for your show, during this unbelievably crazy week for me to push and cajole my staff to rearrange my entire show. Listen, dude, you're not the President of the United States. You're a funny, smart TV guy, and if you don't have 8 minutes to do a spot that you've contracted to do for 22 weeks, step off.
Right.
If you can't take a joke. And if you're mad, well, be mad, but get over it.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, that was a little bit of Super Bowl insight.
It sure is.
And then you have the other side of the spectrum.
Right.
Somebody who gets it.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that he will not be mad that I'm going to play this tribute to my main man, JB.
Oh, yeah. I was saying some pretty nice things about him.
Fox NFL Sunday, who's on the show all the time,
mm-hmm.
doesn't get paid a dime, and is always on time.
We love him. Mm-hmm.
He likes to say the word indeed.
Indeed.
Oh, but first, a word from James Brown.
Take one quick swig of some vodka here.
Wow. That's not from Fox NFL Sunday. That's
right. Take one quick swig of some vodka here.
That's from a another private moment.
Ah.
Now we didn't have time to get all of them together. But JB is cool with this. I don't know when it was. A couple weeks ago, I said to Rob, I think to you, Mike, I said, JB says the word indeed
mm-hmm.
all the time.
Right. We all have our verbal crutches, mm-hmm. and that might be his.
This is just from the post game. And the post game really, he was only on for like about 6 minutes.
Okay.
So keep in mind, we didn't have to go through a lot of tape to get there.
All right, so this is from 6 minutes of Fox TV last night.
It's
the montage. And then we'll hear
when he really had, like, you know when you go to a fireworks show and at the very end they give you extravaganza?
Big, yeah, uh-huh.
In the last thing before The Simpsons,
right.
he flew with five or six in deeds. So here now is JB. Yeah.
We indeed will be back with live performances from the Black Eyed Peas and Earth, Wind, and Fire. Sound like Donnie Simpson. All right, Terry Bradshaw, indeed it is exciting. And you know what? Philadelphia certainly gave it a valiant effort indeed. And guess who the leading receiver was, catches and yards for the Eagles?
Yeah, Darrell had an amazing performance in a losing effort.
And you know what? He'll say it was a divine performance. He indeed played heeled football tonight. All right, folks, brand spanking new two-seater. It is some kind of car indeed. I'm going to talk to Mark Christopher about one of those myself, sir. It's a pretty nice car indeed. Yes, indeed. Now I am. All right, folks, it was indeed a valiant effort on the part of the Philadelphia Eagles. Congratulations to the New England Patriots and indeed to the Philadelphia Eagles. Folks, we've enjoyed it. We'll see you next year. Simpsons is now.
Ah, he'd love that more than anybody else.
No, he's cooler than I asked him earlier today, if he minded.
That's great.
Here's the last part. Just the last little bit before The Simpsons. Those were just the indeeds in the last 65 seconds of the Fox Network show.
That is great.
Now, that's when he's at the end of the day, and he's been there with the smelly people in Jacksonville
And they make him do that extra stuff, like going up the escalator, you know, that kind of
indeed.
He'd love that more than anybody else.
And you see the message here.
Take one quick swig of some vodka here.
See, the thing is that tonight when I get home, there won't be a message in my email from JB saying,
"What's up?
I heard you playing the tapes of me. That was the most unprofessional and disrespectful treatment I've, you know."
Right, yeah.
So you get it.
It's funny. You know, if you were going to be about that other gentleman, Mr. Eisen, if you're going to be real detailed about it, you know, you do block out the time. It is kind of a guy that's got an arrangement with us to appear on the show. Mm-hmm. And really, the way that he's utilized is kind of at our discretion. And it's not like we utilized him and kicked him off the air or anything.
The deal with him was...
We just had a little moment of fun.
The deal with him was to be... Just, Brahim, people say, to be totally honest, because it indicates that you're lying at all other times.
Right, right.
But the truth is, which again indicates you've been lying.
Honestly,
the real truth.
Here it is.
If you want to know the truth, when we did the deal with him, the deal was you're going to be on at 5:15 East Coast time every Friday in the playoffs, in the Super Bowl, in the Pro Bowl, because you're the man, and we're going to count on you to be on the show Friday at 5:15.
Right.
This all started a couple of weeks ago when he started calling and saying, I don't know, might have to start taping in advance. You don't know what my scary schedule is going to be like. Meanwhile, you know, you've got him, and then you've got the other end of the spectrum.
Yeah. One quick swig of some vodka here.
Good advice.
So anyway, that's nice. That's a little Super Bowl scrapbook that I have for you with the announcers.
Wonderful.
And
now does it do anything to make the day any better for you the day after football?
No, it's over.
10 days till pitchers and catchers report.
Whatever the Eagles did lose, that is good.
That's happened. Yeah, I had some Eagles fans in front of me that we were mighty depressed.
Hello, here is Ryan, Don and Mike show. Hello, Ryan.
Hi, Ryan from Bakersfield. Did Rich Eisen really write that he had to push and cajole his staff? What a freaking perv.
Now stop it.
I don't think
that's an appropriate...
Here's Jeff. Hello, Jeff. Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike. Hey, how can my life get any better? I got the Red Sox, I got the Patriots, and we have Don and Mike. It's, you know, somebody's got to pinch me.
New Englander.
Yeah.
Could you guys tell that Robert Kraft, during his acceptance speech of the trophy, was drunk?
I'll drink to that.
Yeah, hold on. I don't know which one of you guys I called, or it was my other neighbor friend, but yeah.
Right. I didn't see that part.
It was just a thought that I had.
Was he a little loopy?
Huh? He seemed boozy.
Really?
He seemed that...
For sure.
Terry, this is great for all of New England. I don't know if he was drunk.
He was. Well, his wife was tapping him on the back, like, after about 3 minutes, came up and, like, was, "Move it along, Robert. You're done talking." It was hysterical.
You know what? This guy's got it right. He's just described the action absolutely as it happened.
Wow.
Hello, Jimmy. Don and Mike. Jim.
Hello, friends.
Hi.
Nance here.
Hey, friends.
I come to you with open arms.
I'd like to rekindle the flame between us. I knew the love.
All right, we may be able to get out of here.
Rich Eisen is a big pansy.
We'll be in touch.
Get out of here, would you please? Indeed.
Indeed, and indeed, 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 and indeed, 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 star indeed. Yes, indeed, indeed.
Indeed.
I love it.
Okay, did we talk about the game? Did we talk about...
Well, we didn't talk a lot about the game.
How stupid the Eagles are, really, for not going to the hurry-up offense?
We haven't yet. Really.
No, we didn't. Did we talk about the commercials?
No,
did you watch any of the game at all?
I tuned in for about a minute and a half, I think, in the third quarter.
Good job, Buzz.
And
you
saw
beat your time last year by 30 seconds.
That the Patriots were leading as expected and then promptly switched to something else.
And now I'm not kidding here.
Mm-hmm.
Did you do your taxes yesterday?
I did. Yes, Saturday and Sunday. I'll be doing them again this weekend. And then they go to the accountant.
He is such a metrosexual.
Oh,
that's the way. I'm not going to call you a fag.
I appreciate that.
You know, even if
yeah.
I did.
Yeah, I would know you're kidding.
I didn't mean it
like
that
Rich
way.
Eisen,
but no, you're a metrosexual.
Why, thank you. That's nicely put.
The Super Bowl was on. Super Bowl Sunday.
Everyone watched. Huge ratings.
You were doing your taxes.
Right. And that's Buzz.
Yeah.
And he stood by that, and he really did do his taxes. Apparently not alone. Super Bowl ratings down 2% compared to last year's game.
That's right. And they had a funny explanation for that.
What?
That I heard from Fox where they were...
It sucked, Mike. That was the explanation.
Oh! They were talking about the five-year average is up from, like, the five-year average.
Oh, my God.
It was an amazing spin for low ratings.
Indeed.
Okay, everybody, say that. We'll be right back.
Indeed. The Don and Mike Show.
I actually know these guys.
Mm-hmm.
So
are they going to dish dirt on you?
I'm hoping they've forgotten. So anyway, they'll be with us. Plus, we're going to include your phone calls, and it's T-shirt Tuesday. Where's the T-shirt?
Do they know that seriously that you were like the next David Letterman, that they handpicked you and they gave you a daytime show, but then they found out you were a bit too caustic for blue-haired ladies during the day?
We want you to know, Steve, we are rooting for you, man. We are pulling for you. There's not a day that goes by where we don't want to see you succeed, baby.
So we're not going to talk about butter?
We're out of time.
Hey, Don and Mike, thank you very much.
Hey, God damn it, you're taking us off?
I'd like to have you back, but I think you're not going to... By the way, we should point out that when Don and Mike from WJFK and much of the world were with us just a couple of minutes ago, we had to say goodbye real fast. That's because we have got the very latest in digital equipment, and they run commercials at a certain time, whether we're through talking or not. So
right. Sometimes
that's why we got a little cut off.
Yeah.
Sorry. Anyway, it was delightful to have them with us.
The Don and Mike Show.
Right. Yep, that's why we've been on so many times since.
Big part of the Salt Lake City scene, the Don and Mike Show.
Hello!
Hello! Our TV relationship.
Hello. Yeah. Yep, the match is boxing us, Donna, after
this many years, I believe.
I know.
We found a home on radio.
Yeah, well, someone should have told us, you know, someone should have just bought us mirrors 15 years ago and said, guys, listen, look in the mirror. See that? No one wants to see this on television.
Yes.
And furthermore, no matter how good your radio show is, how bad it is, you're not going to get on television unless, you know... People have sex in a church.
Exactly.
That's the only way you're going to get on television.
That's when the reporters are camped out.
So we're doing that
only
tomorrow.
When reporters are camped out.
Sex in church on tomorrow's episode.
About time.
This game, this Super Bowl. Mm-hmm.
This America.
I was so psyched for a good game. I was stoked for a good game.
You thought it would be.
Technically...
Not a bad game, technically.
Yeah, but the crucial beginning, and I don't care how many times they said, you know, last year was also a slow starting game, same score as last year, same as last year, blah. The crowd did not seem very into it.
No.
The players weren't moving and running fast. But the main problem I had was I built myself up into this false euphoria.
Yeah. You either thought it was going to be a great game or it was going to be a Patriots blow.
Yeah. Either way, I would have been... Right. Cool with it. Mm-hmm. And I normally don't get a big spread going unless we got people coming over. There was nobody coming over at all.
Right.
So it was just Frieda and I. And I got ribs, and I did them out on the grill outside.
We did
the nachos, and we got the drinks, and we're sitting there. And, you know, it's like the slowest first quarter of my life. No matter what I had eaten, no matter how happy my stomach was, no matter what I had to drink.
You wanted some scoring.
I'm sitting there, and normally you can pick it up during the commercials,
right.
But every commercial was like, oh. And now, like, when the Tabasco commercial came on with the girl that was wearing a Tabasco bathing suit, but like circa 1950, Frieda said, oh, do you believe they're running this?
Yeah.
I mean, not because...
Isn't that sad?
Not because she found it offensive.
No, of course
not. But because with the new, you know, ridiculous standards that we got.
It's scary. It is scary.
I don't know. I wish the game would have been better, although I did really start to laugh when the Eagles would keep huddling up at the end of the fourth quarter, I guess, about 5 minutes left.
They were, I guess, trying to drive their fans insane. That's exactly what they were doing.
I pray for that.
That's why they did what they did.
Even one of the announcers, I think Joe Buck said, you know, in Philadelphia, they got to be thinking, what are they thinking? Got to be saying, what are they thinking?
I took away from the game, though, that no matter what would happen on the Eagles' side, I think the Patriots were going to figure out a way to win that game. That's the way I felt. I really felt like that Brady was kind of geeky in the first quarter, but then at the end of the game, he was just doing what he had to do. And
you know what it is
on the other side, Donovan McNabb, who had moments of real brilliance, but then was just Brett Favre-ing it all over the field, you know?
Brady is just Mr. Cucumber. You know what I mean? He's so cool.
You want to talk about a lottery winner.
He's so cool.
Athletic ability.
Did you see the lottery winner on one of the commercials?
No.
On a national commercial? Billy Bush had some spot in some freaking commercial yesterday.
Boy, let's enjoy that while we can.
I've got the list of the ads. With this addometer thing, where they get
people's reactions.
Borderline retarded people. Uh-huh. And
of course.
For 6 hours... They watch TV in an auditorium, and when they like the commercial, they turn the dial to 5. And when they don't like it, they turn it to 1.
And when they like it, they get a sugar cube.
Here are the ones that they liked the most. The most popular commercial was for beer, Anheuser-Busch, Bud, when the pilot jumps out of the plane.
I laughed out loud at that.
Okay. I did not. Second most popular.
You didn't like it?
Nope.
Why not? No, wait a minute. Hold on. I thought that was funny. What was the reason you didn't like that?
Mike, I have, how do I put this?
A more eclectic sense of humor than I did?
My palate has a few more colors than yours does.
Okay, all right.
I don't know. It was when I was in my mad phase. Then I did like all of them for America.
John, can I just say one thing before you go on?
Yeah.
I laughed at it, but I would tell you that at that stage of the festivities, I would have laughed at anything.
So there probably is a meeting somewhere in the middle there between the two of us.
Yeah, absolutely.
I liked all of the commercials for the second one, AmeriQuest. The one that was the second most popular was... got the cell phone, but misunderstand about the robbery.
Mm-hmm.
That was okay. Then you had...
Didn't see it.
Yeah, the Budweiser one that I found exploiting a situation about the troops.
Yeah, and I was offended by that, and I guess I shouldn't have been, but it bothered me. It bothered me because...
Oh, and also,
you know what? I would have liked to see that without any, but you knew...
Oh, sure.
Our sponsor was coming.
Of course.
And I think really, at that particular stage, I leaned my head back, and I went, it's a beer commercial.
Of course it is.
Which is what it was.
Right? But they're supporting our troops.
Well, that's good.
You know, yes, it is, Buzz.
I was being facetious.
I know you were, but at some point you get to a point where you just go, oh, Key Rice.
Yeah.
You know, we support the troops. We agree, but come on, please.
Don't exploit it.
Don't junk up the Super Bowl with it.
You know what, really? You know, here's the deal. I think if you're going to do that, you, in this day and age of media analysis, you can be Anheuser-Busch, and you can put that thing on, and you can just say thank you, and you don't need to put Anheuser-Busch at the end of it.
Right.
And you probably get better PR than the
sure, because people would wonder who's the messenger.
Yeah, did that. Yeah, but I mean, it really just, it was like, oh. It just left a weird taste in my mouth when you got done doing that, because it was really well done with the troops coming through the airport, and then you see Anheuser-Busch, and it's like,
Oh, God.
Welcome home. Drink beer.
You know, people love that because, you know, how are you not going to respond favorably to seeing that?
Right.
But what Anheuser-Busch is really doing is taking the emotions that we have about mm-hmm. this war and translating it somehow into beer.
It's not.
And Fox did the same thing on their whole broadcast with this. That, you know, on one hand, they're doing something good for the troops, but on the other hand, you know, they're exploiting these guys left and right.
And I had the same feelings of your analysis about the inaugural parade. With the Super Bowl, you know that.
Oh yeah,
we're kind of.
Don't you think it was a little?
We're kind of bringing out the guns every.
Don't you think it was a little militaristic?
I do. We live in.
You know,
I do. It's just.
Yes, thank
you. It's a little worrisome for me. Mm-hmm. It really is. I mean, I believe in supporting our troops. You know, who doesn't? I mean, most people do.
It's like, here's the greatest game of the world, and for everybody watching around the country, things are great. If you're watching in another country, please watch this infomercial about how bad we kick ass and about how bad we can go into any other country. I mean, Iraq was never mentioned directly.
No, of course not. Right.
Troops are in Iraq.
Yeah, I know. It's just, I don't know. I just get concerned when they're using it to sell beer, and I get concerned where it's kind of a PR thing for what we're doing.
Oh, it's a total, PR for Fox.
Yeah, it's just something that bugs me a little bit.
Rightly so. Then you have, after that, what did people like? Career builder. Guy in the boardroom won't kiss the boss's ass. The monkey. I guess I like that one. Then you got another monkey one. When the guy sat on the whoopee cushion with the monkeys, that is the one that made me laugh. The
funny commercial.
Then another one with the monkeys. Guy can't get work done because he works with a bunch of monkeys. Mm-hmm. People like the monkeys.
Yeah, sure. People love my head. Hey, you know what? I don't want to take credit. You and I should not take credit for this, but the fact is, how many years? Out of almost a 20-year career with each other, we've always said monkeys, funny.
Monkeys are always great.
Absolutely. Right?
Then you had Bud again. A guy at Game sees cell phone photo of his girl at home with another guy.
I didn't like that one. It was subtle, and it was pretty funny, I thought.
And then here's what, I don't get this. What's wrong with people? This was the ninth most popular commercial. Emerald Nuts, where the nut-loving dad takes grief from Unicorn, Santa Claus, and the Easter Bunny.
Really?
I don't even remember seeing
that late in the game?
I don't know.
You know what the deal is? In the first half, especially the very first commercial break,
right?
I think that I'd like to know, as far as the idea of people paying attention to these commercials, I'd like to see if they had ratings for commercials.
Oh, sure.
I think after that first commercial break and then going on down, you get into the second half, the third, fourth quarter.
Yeah.
The commercials aren't what they were.
But it depends if the game is good. If the game is good, you want a fourth quarter spot. And here is Joe, moron correspondent Joe. Hi, Joe.
Hi. The emerald commercial was about 15 seconds long, and the gist of it was the girl wanted some emerald nuts, and the guy said, if I give you any of my emerald nuts, unicorns will disappear. And then so Santa Claus...
Let me just stop you and say, if a man is talking about giving a woman or a girl his nuts, this should not be on television.
Not in the current climate.
Not this year. That's right. How'd that get on TV, Joe?
I don't know. Like I said, it was only 15 seconds, so maybe they cut some of it out.
Yeah, are you going to Iraq soon?
Yes, I am.
You've got your camo on today.
Yes, I do.
Soon we all are. And we were talking about monkeys earlier.
Commando, Don.
You have the monkey haircut.
I have the monkey haircut.
I think you can call that the monkey.
Hey, hey.
We got it.
He's the monkey. All right, get out of here.
Okay, but it did have Santa Claus and the Easter Bunny in it.
Thank you, Joe.
We believe you.
Did you like it?
Yeah, I did. It was my favorite commercial of the whole...
Oh, there you go.
There.
Why he felt it necessary to come in.
Thank you, Joe. And then 8,000 others, and now the ones that people hated.
Yes, please.
These are the ones that people hated. Taco Bell.
Taco.
Chicken enchiladas dropped on sports card collection.
Yeah. Oh, yes. That's all right.
Bubblicious. LeBron James blows big bubble. Anheuser-Busch. Introduction of... low-carb beer. Then you have Kiba Vision. What the hell is this?
Ciba Vision?
C-I-B-A. C-I-B-A Vision.
Right.
Don't even know. People float in bubbles. And then the one that people had the most was Napster. Napster, about getting music, where it says iPod caused this and Napster caused this.
Yeah, I think people want to be entertained. People want to laugh. And I think the commercials that don't do well, the people that, when they don't deliver laughs.
And you know,
but overall, as far as this year is concerned, not a strong year.
No, you will not see a 2005 Pat O'Brien hosted best commercials of last year's Super Bowl
show
next year.
Yeah. Well, we will. We'll see it anyway.
Maybe we will.
Yeah.
Should I pick that up?
Yeah.
Hello, this is the hotline.
Mm. Coincidence? Mrs. Eisen? I don't know.
Hello there. Matt, Don and Mike's show. You know, I don't even know if that call made it on the air.
I doubt it did.
In the old days, if we got a wrong number on the hotline, we could fly with it.
Yep.
Now we can't.
Those were the great old days, too. Especially you get somebody that's like trying to clean up a bill problem.
Hello, Matt.
Hey, Don and Mike, good afternoon.
Hi.
You mentioned that Budweiser commercial, or the Anheuser-Busch commercial with the troops going through the airport.
Yeah.
I was watching the Super Bowls, about four or five of my Army friends and Navy friends. I'm in the Navy myself. We all just looked at each other and were like, that would never happen. There is no way.
You know, that's an interesting take. I mean, as far as walking through the airport and having people
applaud? You don't think
that
people would stop and one at a time go, yeah, and give it up for you guys?
No, it never would happen.
Wow.
I have been all over the world in the military. I've flown all kinds of places. You know, honestly, I haven't been to Afghanistan or Iraq.
Oh, well, there you go.
But, you know, my Army buddies look at me like, pfft. You know, I've
That's
come back with a unit, and people don't even care about
it. Well, how did all you guys feel about the beer, making it a beer commercial?
You know, I could honestly care less. You know, I know how the world works. You know, they're trying to make a buck. They're trying to look good.
Did you think that, did you think Paul McCartney looks anything like Angela Lansbury?
You know, I thought that was Angela Lansbury.
Yeah.
I thought Paul McCartney looked great.
So did I.
Paul is obviously
maybe in a,
yeah.
You know, a whatever old, you know.
Paul's an old rocker.
Near Buzz's age.
He looks better than John Fogerty.
Hey, how about John Fogerty's bad hair dye?
Oh, my God. You know, really, let the hair go a little bit. You know, only, look who's talking.
Like only his hairdresser knows for sure. But Paul, you have to admit, was showing the years when he was sitting down with the guys at the desk. He looked better on stage.
Yeah.
When he was sitting down in the pre-show.
But for his age.
When he was monkeying around with Terry Bradshaw.
Hey, Robin, I was actually, telling a bunch of people that guitar, that's the original guitar,
that
right?
That is a Hofner violin bass that he chose because it's the same upside down.
Okay.
That was the only bass.
But I mean, it's the original, right?
Yeah.
It's one of the most valuable guitars in the world.
Absolutely, yeah.
Mike, congratulations. You have a moment with Rob now that has made me tune out. I do not know.
Hey,
I know you get mad when that happens.
That never happened.
That was nice, wasn't that?
I was just sitting there after many
bottles,
festive moments, and just kind of going, yeah, that's the guitar that he's had, and it's this, it's the most valuable guitar in the world.
They've actually built a carrier for it on his Rascal.
Oh, okay.
Hello there. Phil, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Phil. The most annoying commercial was the Ford 2005 convertible commercial. They must have showed that thing five times.
Oh, was that the one that was supposed to be like a Fargo thing?
Yes.
Well, I liked it the first time. I liked it the first time I saw it.
I didn't dig it.
It wasn't funny, but it was just, it was interesting.
Hello, Matt.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey, Matt.
Listen, you're missing the best commercial with Cedric on his fantasy with two women and unlimited beer.
I like Cedric no matter what he does.
Yeah.
And
then all of a sudden they're like, you got to paint the hut. You got to do this.
You know what that is, sir? Excuse me. Your low intellect is showing.
He's reliving the moment.
You might want to
Don, I'm beginning to realize you floated above all of us.
You might want to be tucking that into your pants. You know, your intellect's hanging out.
But Cedric is a guy that I laugh at when I just see him. When I see him on camera, he makes me. I don't watch Barbershop for anything else other than to see Cedric the Entertainer. I want him on camera always.
And Robin, will your dream come true? The all-white barbershop. I mean, the movie. The movie. All-white actors.
Where it's all people playing Rob.
That'll be interesting.
Hello, Justin. Don and Mike show.
I've been talking with Pat Boone right now.
The camera was for two companies last night. He was doing, I forget, it was like some kind of how you had your 15 minutes of fame, and then you had a Lay's commercial.
Yes, MC, the name you just said, which we'll let flow by this time, was in
I heard it. It came over the air.
Yeah.
It came over the air, Rob.
Technically. I mean, any other time.
Did. You know, listen,
that'd be a long
time. You know, I breathe it. And you know, he sprints to it. No free passes. We either do it or we don't.
No free passes.
All right. Click, click, click.
All right. That's got to be the rule.
I don't know. I didn't like the odds with him. Did you?
Do you know Paul McCartney's guitar is, like, valuable?
Tony, this is the Don and Mike show.
Yeah, I was in Iraq, and I really did like that commercial. And, you know, I agree with the guy that, yeah, that wouldn't happen, but I've had things like that happen.
Okay. Well, there you go. That's the other side of the coin.
Well, then how do you feel exploited by the beer company or by Fox when they tried you guys out?
Not really, because when we got back, that was the first thing we were thinking about was getting a beer.
Beer, yeah. Okay.
Getting a beer.
Perfect commercial.
Thank you, my friend. See you later. Here is,
he's calling from a beer distributor.
Here is Steve in Tampa Bay. Steve.
Hey, guys, I might need confirmation on this, but...
Oh, hold on. Tampa reminds me. Oh, hold on.
Hold on.
The spot I love the best was with all the NFL players singing Tomorrow, Tomorrow.
Right.
And it was Gruden in his house with three kids in the background. And he goes, Tomorrow, Tomorrow, would you stop doing that right now? I love you, Tomorrow. That, I'm sorry, but the guy calling from Tampa reminded me. That one made me laugh.
Tampa.
Those are his sons. But the commercial I'm talking about, and of course I don't remember what it's about, but it was using a little puppet. Like from Team America puppets. Anyway, there's a scene, and someone's got to back me up on this, where the mother is pushing the son in the carriage and the shopping cart, and when they're making her walk, you know, moving her up and down as if she's walking, look at where her hands are, and it's the absolute dirtiest commercial ever, and there's got to be other people that have seen this.
All right, I don't follow what you're saying.
I'm sure somebody will sleuth it for
somebody
you.
Somebody speak your language. Hello, Jim, Don and Mike show. Jim.
Hey, Bobby.
Hi there.
Hello.
You guys haven't mentioned the commercial for, I think it was GoDaddy.
You know, again, that was done...
That was edited also because I hear that was much more... racy.
She was going to be totally nude.
She actually was going to be one of those back shots like I think you got with...
Nicolette Sheridan.
Sheridan, you were going to get the exposed back.
I disagree. I heard that it was going to be...
Full frontal?
She's pregnant. And
okay.
She was going to... Although she doesn't show yet.
Right.
But it just shows a little bit up here. She was going to come out and put on a show.
Sure. And they were going to be real congressmen.
That's right.
Yeah, very excited.
I enjoyed that one.
Thank you for calling iChat.
Bye-bye.
This is iChat segment. We're discussing the Super Bowl commercials.
Hello, Eric.
Baldy.
Hi there.
You're next on iChat, Eric.
When you're talking about Paul McCartney, I couldn't help but sitting there thinking about the fact that, man, you know, what are all these kids up there jumping around? I got underwear falling into the man.
Hold on right here. This is a very, very correct man.
Ah.
I was underwear older than them.
I'm screaming about this with my wife yesterday, saying we've been to enough of these things where they say to all the people in the crowd, don't leave during halftime because when you turn your flip cards around and get your glow sticks out, you'll be a part of American history. Well, when Paul McCartney is performing, they've got about 200, 300 kids that are on the field.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's a big security deal down there. I'm sure you saw all the guys. Mm-hmm. So these are like the daughters of record executives or the daughters of Hess Oil or whatever the company is.
They might be contest winners, too. Different promotions.
Right. Either way, you've got 13-year-old girls down there dressed like Britney, and they've all got the armbands that indicate that they're in this secure area.
They're allowed.
And their deal is they're supposed to be pretending that they love Paul McCartney.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
like,
they do.
Like if he wasn't 60 years old. And
when they don't even know, that, you know, if you walked up on the street and asked them, they would know who Paul McCartney.
No, and he was singing, I don't know, whatever it was, a song that everybody should know. Mm-hmm. And all I know was, Hey Jude. And I had some of the girls in the crowd that were just going,
Well, he's not so old that, you know, they could bring in senior citizens just now. But you know, almost. He's getting there if they use him 10 years from
now. But that's part of the NFL's grand marketing plan is that you get kids and they are going back. And they were also doing that thing where they're all going back
and
forth.
Hands up like
with the waving, you know. Because they think that translates. That's like up with people crap.
Right, absolutely.
And also, if you really want to comment on the dumbing of America, what did they choose to put on the cards that everyone was going to spell out in the audience?
Oh, nah.
The most thoughtful lyrics from the Beatles.
Hello, Ryan.
Hey, guys, what's up? No, it's Brian, but no biggie. Hey, I got two things. One, Don, I love you guys. I'm not busting your balls, but that wasn't John Gruden. That was John Lynch.
Hey, listen, Brian.
Okay, I'm
Brian, I hate to bust your balls, but that was John Gruden wearing
You know what?
Was it? Yes, it was.
I apologize. Well, you know what? Not thick enough.
Not thick enough.
No.
Don't question me about the Super Bowl.
I thought that call was outrageous.
Please know this, sir.
Lose our number.
Hey, at least we'll be able to deal with bad callers for a while. That's outrageous. Please know this.
After hearing what Mike has just said, I feel silly even wasting another second on this.
Yeah.
But had to let you know. Lose my number. Sign, Rich Eisen.
Yeah, we're going to use that for callers, though. Hey, lose our number.
Hey, caller, that was the most unprofessional and disrespectful treatment we have ever received in regards to anything we've ever done on TV, print, or radio.
That's true. How about that, huh? Question Don about the coach of the Buccaneers.
For us to spend so much time trying to, I'm not going to say the word, out of time period during our unbelievably crazy week, for me to push and cajole my staff to rearrange my entire show's highly volatile schedule just to crap open 15 solid minutes for your show.
Please know this.
That's an outrage.
Step off.
And then wind up a dupe on the butt end of yours and Mike's childish goof. It's an absolute outrage.
There we go.
Outrageous.
Well, we feel the exact same way about that last caller. We were doing.
Okay, one more. No more. Commercial. Now
is the Don and Mike Show.
La 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 la.
The mole will lie to your face.
You are one pretty lady.
The mole will double cross you.
Drink this, it's not poisonous.
The mole could be right beside you.
I'm here.
And you wouldn't even know it. Who is the mole?
Me.
The betrayal begins Tuesday, January 9th on ABC.
Where are my eyes?
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe.
Sounds like somebody's got a case of the munders.
Walker.
With furs by Dicker and Dicker of Beverly Hills, this is the Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I'd like to dedicate this one. All the good people that run Infinity Broadcasting at our flagship WJFK. And a special shout out to Bill O'Reilly.
What they do.
He's the man.
We'll talk more about this later.
We have a tribute to the new vice president and general manager of WJFK FM.
That's nice.
Bill O'Reilly.
We're looking forward to it.
Our brand new boss. Now, before we get to Charlie, it's an exciting day. We have on the phone with us a guy from Hasbro, Beth Ann. Would you bring it in, please? Now, where is it at? Oh, bring it over here.
Wow, Hasbro.
This is Darth Tater.
Ah, yes.
This toy, which is so scary popular that it'll be released on April 1st, comes with lightsaber, cape, and helmet. It's Mr. Potato Head.
Only with the Darth Vader.
With the Darth Vader thing. And the Star Wars people, you know, they love the mysticism.
Yes.
If you had this thing now and put it on eBay, seriously, you could get $1,000 for it right now.
Sure.
So it's toy time.
Wow.
It's Star Wars time. We got the guy from Hasbro on the phone. And also, pleased to be digging this. That this toy is so valuable, part of the deal is that we have to overnight it back to the company when we're done with the interview.
Wow.
So
I know Charlie wants to hold on to it. I know Rob wanted it for Robert. But let's bring in Charlie right now. Charlie?
Don't break. Charlie? He's running toward the toy.
Oh, he got the toy.
He's got the toy.
Charlie's got the toy.
Be careful.
Now, don't break it, Charlie. Don't break
Very
it.
Very careful. With
Hello.
Don't break
already
it.
The feet have fallen off.
Oh.
Are you sick today, Charlie?
I went to a Super Bowl party.
Uh-huh.
So did my best buddy, Mike.
How are you, Don?
Oh, man.
Hi, Charlie.
How about you, Don? How's it going?
How's your professional voice going?
My professional voice is doing very well. Looking forward to talking.
Mr. Potato Head Darth Tater.
Yes, now, Charlie, on the phone for this edition of the Charlie interview is a man named Eric Nyman. You should know he's...
I took his hat off.
Whose hat?
Darth Tater.
Be careful.
Eric Nyman is the product development man at Hasbro.
He makes toys.
Darth Tater... The dark side of Mr. Potato Head.
I seem to be a victim of nasty histamines.
Now, are you... Now, Charlie, are you ready
yes,
to...
Don,
are
yes.
You ready to talk to this man?
All right.
Can you treat him nicely?
Yes.
Because you love Mr. Potato Head, don't
I
you?
I love Mr. Potato Head, and this is just like the movie. Can we talk to him?
Here he is now. Hello, Eric.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, Eric, I'm Charlie.
Hi, Charlie.
I've got your Darth Tater in front of me.
I hope you like him.
It's a great toy. Where'd you get the idea, Eric?
Well, we have a lot of product brainstorms, as you might imagine.
I just took his face off.
What'd you do,
I just took his face off. And he's got the helmet, he's got the lightsaber. This is just like the guy in Star Wars. Right?
He is.
Yeah.
Now, Charlie, you know that this is a very sought-after toy.
Has the Atkins diet changed Mr. Potato Head's popularity?
The Atkins diet has not changed Mr. Potato Head's popularity. I think people still like to be entertained by a good spud.
Hey, Eric. Eric.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. The neat thing about Mr. Potato Head, here's what I like the best.
What?
You can put his ear where his nose is, and you can put his mouth where his ear is.
Charlie.
I love Mr. Potato Head.
That would be rather Picasso-ish, wouldn't it?
Who?
Pablo Picasso.
I don't know. I don't know what you're talking about. How long ago did you get the idea at Hasbro?
Well, Mr. Potato Head's our mascot, and when we worked with the Lucas folks out at Star Wars, they're coming out with the third movie coming up in May. So
right.
We had a product development sessions about a year ago.
What are you doing, Charlie?
Mr. Potato Head was born.
Mr. Potato Head in Toy Story sounded remarkably like Don Rickles. What say you?
You would be correct.
Was he Don Rickles' voice?
I can't make his voice.
Look what I did, Eric.
He can't see it. Charlie, show me what you did with the toy.
I put Darth Tater's hat on sideways.
Yes.
And then I put his eyes where they should be.
Yes.
And then I put...
His lips? What is that?
What is that? What's the red... Hey, Eric.
Where's the red thing go?
Eric.
Yes?
What's the red thing? Is the red thing is...
I think that's his lips.
That would be his lips.
Ah.
Look Charlie. Where I put it.
I don't think there should be a
Look
hole down
I
there.
Made.
Charlie.
Oh, his legs fell off. Now he's got that. That's his woo.
I'm glad I'm not there.
That's his woo-woo.
Charlie, why?
I love Mr. Potato.
Why don't you tell Eric a little about yourself, Charlie?
Yeah, so no.
My name is Charlie Stuane Stabilak. I'm 60.
How old?
60, you just turned 62.
62 years old. I've been on the Don and Mike show forever, as long as they've had a show. And whenever we interview anybody about ice cream or toys or anything else...
How you feeling, Charlie?
I'm not doing too well. We talked to Charlie, and that's why I'm here. Can you say I love you, Charlie, Eric?
I love you, Charlie.
I love you too, Eric.
Now,
I love this toy. This is a great toy. You've actually taken a great product and made it better. I was 64 last December.
I'm glad you enjoy it, Charlie.
Thanks, Rob. How many of these do you expect to sell, Eric?
Hopefully we'll sell a nice amount. Mr. Potato Head still continues to be pretty popular.
Charlie,
for us.
Is Mr. Potato Head a big money maker for you guys?
Like I said, Mr. Potato Head's our mascot, but Darth Tater will probably do pretty well for us.
Hey, Eric.
Yes.
Eric, I got the box in front of me, and it shows the different things you can do. Oh, wait a minute.
What, Charlie?
You can take his face mask,
yo,
and you can put it on top of his head, and it looks like hair. Look. Oh, my God, that's great. But, Eric?
Yes.
You want to tell all the kids, don't choke on the small pieces, right?
That's right.
Be careful.
Charlie, do you think you would be able to play with that without choking on it?
I'm sure I could. No, the only way you do it is if you take, like, this is the, I'll show you.
Okay.
This is the smallest piece.
The red piece.
It's like his tongue.
Okay.
And if you put that in your mouth,
you
just go,
Now, Charlie, we are not, only are we not going to be able to send that back now,
Bob, can you help
in your mouth. We're having a bit of a problem with Charlie.
Oh, it came up.
Good. It's out now.
It's out now. Hey, this is great, though. What other Mr. Potato Heads do you have, Eric?
We've done several Mr. Potato Heads in the past with, you know, ice skaters from the Montreal Canadiens and some other famous historical figures. But
what are you doing, Charlie?
Mr. Potato Head.
Charlie, don't do that.
Mr. Potato Head himself.
Yeah, you can put the lightsaber down where his woo-woo is.
Charlie,
look at
just—he's
totally deformed.
That's just not right.
Hey, Eric, does it come with a cape? Does it come with a cape?
It will come with a cape.
Oh, there it is. I found the cape.
Oh, good.
The cape you can Velcro on. I think. No, you do it with a button. No. Here's how you do the cape. Wait.
What, Charlie?
Wait.
What?
Hold it. I'm getting excited.
Did you like the game last night?
What game?
The Super Bowl.
Nah, I don't like the Eagles.
Why?
Because they make fun of people like Charlie.
I didn't know the Eagles made fun of...
Eagles fans make fun of people like me. You bet your butt. You bet your butt they do. All right, what I'm doing right now, Eric, are you with me?
I'm with you.
I'm putting the helmet on, Darth Tater, and then I'm taking the mask on, and I'm putting that on, too. And now I'm going to take...
The helmet.
Don't force it, Charlie.
Wait a minute, I'm not...
Don't break it, Charlie. Don't forget strength.
It's not going.
Are you turning to the dark side as well?
The dark side. Use the force, Mr. Potato Head.
All right, hold on. I'm going to put the helmet on top where I put the thing.
Uh-huh.
It won't go. It doesn't work, Eric.
No, Charlie.
It doesn't work.
How can a Mr. Potato Head not work?
It works. I was just kidding, Eric. Okay, put his feet on, then put the mouth here. I'm gonna make a Mr. Potato Head. Look at this. I'm going to do this and put this one over here.
Yes, Charlie.
I'm going to put his teeth right here.
On the side where his ear
is. It's retarded. Okay, hold on a second. I'm going to put his teeth. Now his nose.
The red piece is his nose.
What is...
Charlie.
What is the target age for this product, Eric?
Well, the one Charlie's building might be a little bit older, but the target age for Darth Tater is about 6 to 12.
Six to 12.
Too young, I think. Too young. There he goes. Look, it's Jay Dobbs. It's Jay Dobbs.
Now, what happened to his other ear, Charlie?
He lost an ear. Okay.
There it is.
Hello. Hey, Eric.
Yes.
I'm talking into the side that doesn't have an ear. Watch this. This will be funny, okay? Are you listening?
Eric?
Yes.
Eric, I'm talking into the side that doesn't have an ear. Okay, listen up, all right?
I got you.
Okay, you with me?
I'm with you.
Watch this. This is funny. Watch. Okay? Eric.
Okay.
Okay. You listening?
I'm listening,
okay.
Charlie.
Listen up. All right. I'm going to put my mouth right up to the side now. He's got an ear on one side, but he doesn't have an ear on the other side.
He doesn't.
And I'm going to do... And listen. Watch what. Listen to what I do, okay? Eric?
I'm listening.
Okay, listen up.
Yes.
Watch this. Are you paying attention? Here we go. Watch this. Don.
Rob, watch.
Rob, watch.
Okay, I see.
This is the part that doesn't have an ear.
There's a hole there in
watch
the Mr.
This.
Potato
watch,
Head.
Watch what I'm going to do, okay?
I'm watching.
Here we go. Hello? Can't you hear me? Why can't you hear me, Mr. Potato Head? Hey, Mr. Potato Head. Hello? Watch it. Hey, Eric.
Yes, Charlie.
That was pretty funny, huh?
Charlie, why don't you tell Eric?
One of the more entertaining interviews I've ever had.
Oh, thank you. Can you say Charlie Stuang Stabilak? That's my full name. Can you say Charlie Stuang Stabilak?
Charlie Stewain Stabilak?
Yes, said Charlie Stewain Stabilak is the greatest interviewer in the world. Please say that.
You are definitely the best interviewer in the world.
Yay!
Good job, Charlie. Aren't you going to ask him about pizza or ice cream?
What's your favorite food, Eric?
Pizza and ice cream.
Oh, me too!
How about that, Charlie?
Friend.
Eric, how come I can't keep him? How come I can't keep Darth Tater?
Darth Tater's in pretty hot demand right now, Charlie. Mr. But I'll tell you what. Once we start getting him out to the market, we'll definitely send you one.
Well, wait a minute, Eric. Mr. Spiewak said that if I kept him and you let me keep him, he would pay me $5 for it.
You see, there's someone on our staff who has a 2-year-old boy really wants it.
No, Charlie. He doesn't want it for his kid.
He doesn't want it for Robert?
No, he wants to put it on eBay.
Oh, Robert.
Oh, well, that's different.
That's why he wanted to pay me $5.
That is different, Charlie, because if it was really for his 2-year-old, he could have it.
Oh, okay. It's really for his 2-year-old. Wait,
wait. Well,
all right, well, Eric, you've been a real slice of heaven. What's it? Hey, Eric, you know what I'm doing now?
What are you doing, Charlie?
I'm putting a hat on my head. The Darth Vader helmet.
Well, you fellas enjoy Darth Vader. It's been great talking with you.
And who's the best interviewer in the whole wide world?
Charlie, it definitely has to be you.
Say my whole name.
Say my
Charlie
name.
Charlie Stewain Stabilak.
I'm glad you said it again. Charlie Stewain Stabilak is the best interviewer in the world.
No, hold on.
Enjoy Darth Vader.
Hold on a second, Eric. It's Stuangstabilak. Stewain Stabilak. Okay? Say, Charlie Stewain Stabilak is the best interviewer in the whole world. Come on.
Charlie Stewain Stabilak, you're the greatest.
Thank you, Eric. Yay!
Right, here, here. Good
Listen for one, Slicky boy. Just having fun.
Eric, how long have you been working at Hasbro?
I've been at Hasbro for a couple years.
I just drank some soda. He just drank Mr. Taterhead. Darth Tater just drank some soda. Isn't that funny? Eric, isn't that funny?
That is definitely funny.
Thank you, Eric.
I don't know if Darth Tater, now that he's on the dark side, drinks a lot of soda.
Yeah, he drinks whiskey. He drinks whiskey like Mr. Ottinger does.
Whiskey and rye.
Where's Joe?
There you go.
Joe's in the other room.
Hi, Joe. Charlie's on the show again. He has a secret panel in his ass.
Open it up.
Oh, my God, look at that.
What?
His ass open.
What's inside?
Oh, my God, look, I can put all this stuff. Hey, Eric, I didn't know he had a secret panel.
That's for storage, Charlie.
I'm putting his ears in. There we go. Ears, there's his tongue. Yes, I am. I'll force it.
Now, be careful. We're out of delay now. Everybody has hit the button.
Oh, no.
With all my funny jokes.
Oh,
Charlie
dear.
Can't get stuff in the...
I broke him. I knew I would.
Did you really
I knew it? I would. I broke him.
Did you really, Charlie?
Yeah, I broke him. I broke him. He's broke. Now you can make him into a special shaker. La cucaracha, la cucaracha, la-da-da-da-da-dee-da. These microphones sound like crap.
You notice that?
Yeah, Don, I really
do. I think in the next break.
So I can do the nice subtle Charlie who's sick.
Why don't you try that one?
All right.
Go to mic two. There's always an issue with microphones.
La cucaracha, la cucaracha.
Is that any better?
I don't know.
and you know, we're still out of delay. I'm telling you, I had some great funny lines.
You did.
About Mr. Potato. What, Charlie?
I might go to Spain this spring.
Why?
For fun.
what's in Spain?
Don't know.
Let's see if Eric is still there.
So the newspaper. Eric? Still there.
Yes.
Eric, are you having fun?
Eric,
I'm having a great time with you guys.
When I was making those crude off-color jokes about what Charlie might be putting in Mr. Potato Head's butt, they deleted that out. You see, because the butt on Mr. Potato Head is
it's a secret compartment.
Secret.
That's all you need to know.
An entrance and
secret entrance.
That's right. Don't give away the secret.
All right, Eric. Gonna protect the secret. I love him. Eric, it's been
share
great.
Share the secret, my love.
It's been great talking to you.
Hey, my love.
Darth Tater will be released on April 1st.
Can you send us a couple when they're released, Eric?
Absolutely.
Thank you. And what else is Hasbro working on for the new future?
We're working on a lot of great new toys. Lightsabers, we have a Vader voice changer mask, which I bet you'd like, Charlie.
Because
it actually changes your voice so that you sound exactly like Darth Vader.
Oh, please send me one, Eric.
He
please,
loves that.
If you send me that, I'll play with it on the show. Can I, Don?
Of course, Charlie.
If you send me the voice changer, send Lawn Darts.
Lawn darts? He loves the lawn darts.
Send me some jarts.
Send me one tonight.
Okay.
Send jarts.
Thank you, Eric.
Thank you, Eric.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Send me all the jarts.
Bye-bye.
That's where it all started for me.
You were okay until that first time in the background.
I was great.
And who would have known way back then in the day?
I was in an accelerated program until I played jarts.
These gigantic,
I threw it straight up in the air. And it came
gigantic
down.
Metal spikes. You throw them in the air and they would
jarts.
They would come down and impale kids.
I love jarts.
That's what happened.
Jarts are great.
I didn't know.
Jarts slimmed down the old intellect. That's for sure.
They did for you.
Jarts really hurt me. That's for sure. And it wreaked havoc on my motor skills. I'll tell you, I don't like those things.
Can you do that thing from last week where you move your right leg in a circle while you're trying to draw the number six?
I heard you guys doing that. I can do that.
Can you really?
Yeah.
Let's hear you, Charlie.
Not surprised.
Right, remember now, the deal is you make your right leg go in a circle. Clockwise, and at the same time, with your right hand, try to write the number six starting at the top.
What's a nine look like?
A nine is an upside down six.
Gotcha. All right, here we go. All right, now what do I do?
Okay, now your leg's going clockwise?
Yeah.
Now, with your right hand, make the number six.
Draw six. Oh, Charlie. Hey, Charlie. Oh, now look what you're starting.
Seizure.
Tongue depressor. We're going to need a tongue depressor.
Seizure.
Charlie.
Seizure. Get my man. Give him. Saliva. Seizure. Seizure.
Charlie's not well.
Help me, Don.
Okay.
Help
what can
me
I do?
Having a seizure.
What can I do for you, Charlie?
I'm okay. I'll be all right.
Okay.
Oh. Don't make me do that again. That triggered a seizure.
You know what Beth Ann's got?
What you got?
Ice cream.
Ice cream!
Ice cream.
And pizza and an afternoon spent with Mr. Ottinger talking to the dumb calls.
Okay, Charlie, thank you.
Darth Vader, use the potato, Luke. That's my slogan I wrote for him. All right, I'll put it back in the box now. Put you back in the box, okay? Get back in there. There we go.
Fighting the same position.
Whew, I feel like I'm a little woozy after that whole experiment with my motor coordination.
Here's
my lightsaber.
We got a break.
Look at that. You can play with it, and it's great for nose picking. I hate it, and I love it. What's wrong with me? Go, Eagles!
This is the Don and Mike Show.
In the afternoon at 4 o'clock today, right out in front of their studios in Fairfax, they're going to dip themselves into 500 pounds of soaking wet hot chocolate. They're going to come out, they're going to dry, and then they invite the general public to come, as they say, to bite off pieces of them.
Yes, you can. Now, I thought about this. I mean, because I do like them very much, but they don't, it's, I mean, they just strike me as kind of, I've never seen them, but they sound kind of maybe scruffy. But they're going to wrap themselves in plastic first.
They're both very attractive men.
And I
already
what
announced that I'm gay. Okay.
Anyway, so you can do that.
And then,
Anywho.
This you should not do. You should not call them Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Right, right.
You want to discuss now my favorite color?
What is it? Got our tribute to Bill O'Reilly coming up.
Great.
In case you just tuned in, I know around the country a lot of you like living vicariously through what goes on behind the scenes here at 106.7 WJFK, our flagship station in Washington, D.C.
Right.
We've been complaining a lot about Michael Hughes, the ineffective general manager, and then Alan Limewan, the de facto general manager before him.
Right.
And then, of course, our newest general manager, Bill O'Reilly.
Yes. Winner.
He's the man. We'll discuss how he got the job.
The most powerful man in the company.
Oh, absolutely.
Right. Unquestionably.
And definitely the most powerful man at this radio station.
Mm-hmm. I really would say the most powerful man of all time.
I live in fear that he will want his show not to be on from 1 to 3, but instead, God forbid, mm-hmm. from 2 until 4.
Yes.
Because then they'll take an hour of our show away.
Exactly, whatever he wants.
You know, because he's already screwed with H. Stern.
Well, I think he wants to see if he can, you know, mess with as many shows as possible. And if he insists that it's got to be 2 to 4, you know, enjoy our show starting at 4 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. But again, you know, the new vice president general
manager,
1 o'clock
West Coast time.
Bill O'Reilly has not said that yet.
Yeah. I mean, it's so because we haven't angered him, but I think when we do our tribute, we may.
We seem to be one of the few shows on the station that's not going to have its lineup changed by the new general manager, Bill O'Reilly.
But, of course, Joe Artinger was completely disrupted.
Well,
because he ran our best of segment.
Yes. And also Joe had a very tight relationship with the former general manager, mm-hmm. Michael Hughes.
And now it's been, well, Joe's in limbo, let's be honest.
Now, you know, I almost wish that one of these radio services would pick this up right now, like a real item,
mm-hmm.
that Michael's been fired as general manager.
And the new one is
Bill O'Reilly.
Bill O'Reilly.
Bill O'Reilly. Get that right out to all the trade publications.
That's funny.
Now we've got a new general manager.
And his name is Bill O'Reilly.
Anyway, we got a tribute because
that's good.
That's how we care, right here from the ticker. We get some news from upstairs.
Never too early to start sucking up to the new boss.
New sheriff in town. Mm-hmm. I mean, for God's sakes, Howard Stern is the king of all media.
Yeah, now we have the king of all media and the most powerful man in broadcasting on our station.
Yes, and as proved, the powerful guy trumps the king of all media.
Yes, yes, the most powerful man in showbiz.
Something had to give.
Mike, let's be honest.
The title keeps changing by the second here.
The most powerful man in the free world.
Yes.
I'm going to put him even above W and certainly the die soon Pope mm-hmm. and any other icon, people that you love out there, Simon Cowell, whoever it is that you think's on top. I'm telling you, they get their marching orders from Mr. O'Reilly.
I have an idea. I think really we shouldn't refer to him as Bill O'Reilly or Bill or the O'Reilly Factor. We should simply refer to him, whenever we mention his name, as his most powerful, Bill O'Reilly. The most powerful, Bill O'Reilly.
How about if I just call him boss?
Well, that says it all right.
I had to give him some of that.
I'll say the most powerful, Mr. O'Reilly.
And if I'm feeling really randy, mm-hmm. I'll call him Massa.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes, Massa. Mm-hmm. Yes, Massa O'Reilly.
And he will refer to you and me and Rob and anybody here as, of course, his bitches.
And we gladly are your bitches.
Sure.
Mr. O'Reilly.
Gladness. Yes, we bow down to ye.
That's right, because, man, you're making changes here on the station that, thank goodness, have not screwed up our time slot yet.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know why? Because no matter where you are on this radio station, we all know one thing.
What's that?
With him in charge.
Yeah.
We know he's looking after us. He's looking out for us.
That is so reassuring.
We call the front desk.
So we just speak to Sweet Colette.
Well, I know I had a bunch of irate listeners calling her today about some of Mr. O'Reilly's changes.
Hello.
Hey, Colette.
Hi.
Hey, it's Don and Mike.
How are you?
Have you had the meeting yet with O'Reilly, with him being the new GM?
No, I haven't.
You have not?
No, I have not.
How is Hughes taking the news that he's been replaced by Bill O'Reilly as general manager?
I don't know.
You don't know?
No.
You get a lot of Howard calls today?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How were they? Angry?
Yeah. They were angry.
Well, tell them to call Bill O'Reilly.
Yeah.
Look, he's the man. He's the man. And Colette, listen, I know...
And remember, Colette, he's looking out for you.
I know you're underpaid, and I know that you desperately deserve a raise. I urge you to immediately send that request up to Fox News.
Bill O'Reilly can take care of that.
He can make it happen.
Right. Unlike Hughes...
Okay.
Bill O'Reilly's a man who gets things done.
Absolutely.
All righty.
He's changed the lineup. And listen, how's the staff feeling about that the lineup has changed now for the fourth time in 5 weeks? That's right. We are excited about it, Colette. That's right. We're excited with the brand new GM. Thank you, Colette.
You're welcome.
Have a great weekend.
Oh, and Colette?
Oh, yes? I'm sorry. A great week. We just had a great weekend.
When you answer the phones from now on, I mean, we haven't made the changes yet, but never too early to start answering the phones. WBOR.
Okay.
Thank
all right,
you.
Bye.
Boring. Oh, no, I get it. No, Bill O'Reilly.
O'Reilly. Come on now.
Bill O'Reilly.
We don't need that kind of insubordination.
What were you thinking?
I got the memo, too. You know, I'm supposed to rat you out about that.
Hey, I thought you and I had, like, that Blood Brothers pact.
I know, but don't frighten me when it comes to the most powerful.
That was good. Don't frighten me.
Okay.
Because I'll rat you out in a second to him as well.
All right, okay. All right, well, then we're even on that count.
Because you know what?
Yeah, I know what I did.
I heard what you said.
I know.
About him.
I didn't really mean it.
Yes, you did. No. I'm going to tell.
Please don't.
I'm going to tell.
Oh, now see, here we are. We're all tearing each other apart just to look good in front of his most powerful.
I'm just going to say it. If the most powerful BO out there is listening... Mike laughed harder than anybody about your phone sex stuff. There, it's out there.
I'm done. Yeah. Color me gone.
That's it. It's out there.
Who's laughing now?
With the new general manager.
WBOR. O'Reilly Altitude Station.
Bill O'Reilly.
Yeah.
You know, here's the thing. The guy can't get a ratings point to save his freaking life.
You don't need ratings when you have power.
I guess
yeah, power and ratings, you know, two different things.
That's right. I guess so. That's why we're just kissing ass right now.
Right.
We are just kissing ass because we're the only show that's not had our time slot somehow changed or affected by Bill O'Reilly muscling his way back into the lineup.
Exactly. Showing some respect.
He's Bill O'Reilly.
Oh, happy day.
He's the man.
Yeah.
He's the man.
He's the most powerful.
Too funny. Yeah. New general manager. I hope all the news services are listening right now.
Yeah.
This breaking news from Washington. Michael Todd Hughes has been replaced as general manager of WJFK-FM by Bill O'Reilly. Quote me on that.
And print it.
Send it right out to the fat man.
There we go.
And even though he doesn't work here anymore, call Mel and CC him on that as well.
Yeah, let him keep him in the loop. He'd like to know.
Okay, so listen, we get ahead of ourselves. We'll have a tribute, a salute to our new leader.
Yeah, like that wasn't enough properly. We got more coming.
That's right. The Michael Jackson thing continues. I don't know if you saw this show with Geraldo over the weekend.
Geraldo's going to shave his mustache.
Now listen to this lineup of people who are going to be witnesses either for... or against Michael Jackson. They don't tell you which, but
here's the
celebrity list of people who are going to be called as witnesses. Lisa Marie Presley and Debbie Rowe.
Now, are they saying whether they're witnesses for or
against? No, they're not.
All right.
No, they're not. Then you've got Macaulay Culkin, B-Stung Lips, mm-hmm. Emmanuel Lewis,
mm.
You know, God knows, give him a prosthetic, never mind.
All right.
What's the bad ass cancer guys get?
Prostate cancer.
That's, give him one of those exams.
This trial's not going to be televised.
As opposed to the good ass cancer men get.
Yeah. It's not going to be televised, right?
That is correct. Not.
That's a shame.
It will not. Also, Martin Bashir, the guy that made the documentary about him, the foreign guy.
Yeah.
Then you have Chris Tucker and a wild card, George Lopez.
Oh, I'm here to chase away Michael's blues.
Wrong with the bum.
Hey, can you believe Deion Bailey did it again? My man hit a three-pointer at the buzzer to win the game.
Actually, bum, I'm feeling kind of blue.
Yeah, bum.
Well, then change your shirt, Paul. Does anybody out there want to talk sports?
Sparts. S-P-A-R-T-S. Sparts.
The blues.
Well, if you're still listening, call back.
Listening.
Okay. Tell me all about your blues.
Your blues.
I can tell you all about mine.
All about mine. I'd just like to say he's a good guy.
So is the, as the trial moves along, we will be able to count on George Lopez.
And to give you an eyewitness account, I wish everyone would get off his back.
Here's the funniest one.
Talk about Sparts.
Corporate wants you back.
Bum?
Yeah.
Hey!
Bum?
Hey! There you are. Ratings are through the roof today. You buried the hitman.
Today. The ratings are through the roof today.
I just saw them today.
Listen, even our dumbest listener out there is savvy enough to know in this day and age in the radio business,
right. We
don't get same-day ratings.
No.
We don't get same-week ratings. Our ratings that we get...
The technology has not been invented yet.
No. It's 3 months old.
Yes, it's a rolling average.
But it's funny that on Disney, hey, we just got the ratings in. Bum, you're incredible. Overnight.
Look at this in one day.
I just got off the corporate. They want you back. Your old spot. But your way. Sports, self-help, home improvement, gardening, anything you want, hey. I love you, man.
Anything you want, bum? Gardening?
Anyway. Well, I think I'll talk about gardening.
How about Michael Jackson? Do any gardening with him?
I'd just like to say he's a good guy. I'm a character witness. I am. I've been to the Neverland Ranch hundreds of thousands of times.
Hey, don't get the blues.
I have the blues. Change your shirt.
You're going to read a lot about big dumb Jose Canseco, about how he allegedly shot steroids with Mark McGuire.
Right, right.
These guys with the AIDS. The most important, I said guys with AIDS. I meant guys with the A's.
Right.
Back when he played with Oakland. I think the most exciting thing that Jose Canseco is going to come out with in his new book is the fact that he did not have sex with Madonna.
He didn't.
He did not.
Oh, wow.
He says that he shot up these roids with Mark McGuire and Jason Giambi, Ivan Rodriguez, Rafael Palmeiro, Juan Gonzalez, all of these guys.
So he's ratting everybody out.
Yes, he is.
Wow.
But he wants you to know, he only made out with Madonna, and there wasn't even tongue.
Oh, really?
So that's what he has to say.
Oh, come on. There's always tongue with Madonna.
Now, maybe you... like me, watched the Super Bowl yesterday and thought, well, Will Smith is there because he's got a movie out that must be produced by Fox.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the movie that he's got coming out this week has nothing to do with Fox. It just turns out he's from Philly. He's an Eagles fan, so he's on TV during the Super Bowl. He's got that movie that opens this Friday called Hitch. Let me start by telling you about the marriage that Tom Jones has. Tom Jones has been married for 48 years.
Wow.
Tom Jones has had his wife's blessing. His wife is named Linda. For 48 years, Tom Jones can get laid.
Yeah, that's a typo on the wife's name.
But Linda?
Yeah, it's not Linda. It's Star.
Star Jones.
Oh. Star Jones. Sorry.
That's okay.
I could not resist.
I'm more concerned about their child, the love child they had.
Who?
Davy.
Oh, yeah.
Davy Jones.
hold on, before we play the Jones game.
Okay.
Here's the deal with his wife. Allegedly, Tom Jones, the whole time he's been married,
uh-huh.
he can go out and get laid whenever he feels about it. There were only two conditions.
Uh-huh.
Tom Jones could never leave his wife.
Uh-huh.
She didn't want to hear about his action in the tabloids.
Right.
And he had to say to her, you know, love, I'm interested in a woman I met. Now, this is a story that's been circulating in showbiz for a long time.
So, completely open marriage.
What does this have to do with Will Smith?
Yeah.
Well, Will Smith may have it even better.
Really?
Oh, no.
Okay. Where am I reading this from? Ebony Magazine, of course. Yes, I'm a subscriber.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the deal. Will Smith tells Ebony that he has the go-ahead to help himself to, and I'm quoting now, delicious side action. Jada has the same courtesy. There is only one condition. Neither side can tape side action. Like if Jada will...
Well, yeah, sure.
Without permission from the other one.
That's the only rule?
That's the only
rule.
You
mean if they want to videotape it?
Right. Now, that's from Ebony. Now,
seems fair.
I did some research on this. I thought, well, maybe it's just Ebony magazine. So I do a search on Will Smith dating and Will Smith marriage and Will Smith thoughts on marriage.
Right.
And this is from last week's New York Post. Will Smith, quote, our perspective is you don't avoid what's natural. You're going to be attracted to people. In our marriage vows, we did not say forsaking all others. The vow that we made was that you will never hear that I did something after the fact. If it came down to it, then one can say to the other, look, I need to have sex with this person. I'm not going to do it if you don't approve of it. But please, approve of it.
Wow, so he's got the... And she gets to do the same thing? Well, that's...
Yes.
That's now, the modern...
Because they have this
marriage.
Agreement, allows them to cheat after they get permission, that doesn't mean that they're not interested in having sex with each other.
Okay.
Now, I'm going to go to Will Smith again. Here's the quote from Will Smith.
Okay.
I spend hours reading and studying. My wife and I talk about things that work and don't work. I don't let a day go by that Jada doesn't feel like the queen of the world. Of course, it doesn't mean I might not want somebody else.
Wow. Wow,
now,
wow, wow.
One more thing about my man, Will Smith.
Mm-hmm.
He's got this marriage with Jada Pinkett Smith where you can bang someone if you tell them. But they're also concerned, that's interesting too, about how many celebrity marriages get cracked up.
Yeah, sure.
I'm going to go back to Ebony magazine now. Quote, Will Smith. Every time somebody in Hollywood breaks up, Jada and I go and find why. We met with Bruce Willis and Demi Moore.
Wow.
We spent hours talking to them and days with Tom Cruise and Nicole Kidman. days.
Wow.
Trying to understand what happened.
You know, I believe the first part. It's hard to believe the second part. But so as soon as they find out a couple splitting up, with the Smiths drive over there?
Yeah.
They're at Brad and Jen's house.
Hello,
now. Hey. Strange.
Hello, yeah, that's right. Yeah. Brad, it's Will Smith. Come on out, man. Oh, and in the Heineken ad yesterday during the Super Bowl with Brad Pitt, which we didn't mention, did anybody notice or was I hearing things? At one point, did he say, when he's on the phone, Jen, I can't do something?
I think it was Jen.
Right.
I thought it was Jen. I thought it was clearly Jen.
About Aniston.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And they're still seeing each other, apparently.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That they're still dating?
According to who?
Off and on. You know, the tabloids. The Hollywood gossips. The mavens of Hollywood.
What does Billy Bush say, Buzz?
I don't know. We'll have to ask him. He's very busy, you know.
The lady that Cosby fondled and, I guess, asked to fondle him.
Yeah.
She's got tapes. She was wearing tapes on him.
Wow.
While he was, like, touching her.
Oh, boy.
That's apparently a second woman now, too.
Well, is there just a chance you
that's
could... Is that
out.
A tape recorder you got and all that? And just want you to touch me.
There's so much stuff that I want to get to today, for God's sakes. Patricia Heaton, who we hate, almost got us fired. Seriously.
Yeah.
And out of all the things we've been through at radio, we almost got fired from Everybody Loves Raymond's wife. Listen to this. They're done with that show now. Everybody Loves
right,
Raymond.
Right.
They taped the last one.
Right.
She has a deal with ABC that will pay her upwards of $4 million a year just to develop the proper project for Patty Heaton. For Patty C. Heaton. That's all
I wonder
I can
why
say.
ABC is in the position it's in?
That's all I can say.
There you go.
And then I got two feel-goods for you from over the weekend. Now, I'll tell you that one of them is a thinking man's feel-good.
Okay, very good.
Okay? And the other one is just for you animals that love these things.
Death and destruction and horrible things happening to other people.
Here we go. Shall I? You know what? I'll give you the thinking man ones first.
Okay. Right?
Because I think that'll play better.
Mm-hmm.
There's a guy. He's in Yorktown, VA. There's a guy named Daryl Atkins. Supreme Court ruled it was unconstitutional to kill him because he was retarded.
Mm-hmm. Right.
He killed somebody. He's a tard.
Mm-hmm.
They come back. They go to the Supreme Court. They say, you can't execute him because he's a tard.
Right.
Now, while he's been in jail, he's been reading. He's been studying. When they wanted to figure out, their words, not mine, if he was retarded when they sentenced him in 1998, he got 59 on an IQ test.
All right.
He's been studying.
Mm-hmm.
His IQ now is 74.
Wow.
The cutoff for retardation in the state of Virginia is 70. So, now, what they're doing is saying, we're going to have to go back and retry this dude, and if we find
because
out...
Because his IQ's higher now?
Right.
Yes, because now you can't use the defense that he's retarded. Now that he's made himself a little smarter, now we can kill him.
I would think it would be affected by his IQ at the time of the crime.
Right.
The Supreme Court, which did not decide whether he was retarded, noted he had 59 in 1998. Now he's up to a 70. What his lawyers are saying is, hey, don't do this.
It's ridiculous.
You already made a decision.
Mm-hmm.
The other side, the prosecution, said, hey, we made a mistake. We thought he was retarded. He's
right.
He's like 20 points higher than we thought.
Wow.
So that's, like, get it? A thinking man's feel good.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, but even with that IQ right now, it's not like... Yeah,
Mike,
he's going to be the president of Harvard.
Mike, and this is not a joke. I am reading this from with some state thing. The cutoff for retardation
70?
Is 70
yeah,
in the state
sense.
Of Virginia.
Wow.
70.
Yeah, the cutoff in Sacramento is 30.
Okay, and now for the non-thinking man's feel good.
All right.
There's something really, really bad with Monique Fester from New York City.
Hey, Uncle Fester.
Okay. She went in for a breast reduction surgery. She had big ones.
No good can come of this.
No. I can boil it down to one sentence. Doctors lost her nipples.
Oh, my God.
That's all I can tell you.
Oh, I hate it when that happens.
Yeah.
Losing one nipple is recognized as the most catastrophic potential side effect of breast reduction. Doctors lost both of them.
Wow.
They don't know where they went.
Wow. Oh, man.
They can't find them anywhere.
There weren't any cats in the operating room. Sorry, Rob.
She has none now. She has none. She has no sensation.
Oh, dear.
She will not be able to breastfeed.
Unbelievable.
That's unfortunate.
The doctor lost her nipples and...
I think that's pretty incompetent.
Here's the last bit of good... just feel good on this.
Yeah.
The doctor is famous because he's also the guy that gave Mary Jo Buttafuoco a facelift.
Wow.
Same doctor, lost two nipples.
Mm. Incredible. Cool. And, you know, really, always keep track of your nipples.
Right. And maybe check to see if the doctor's wife has gotten new earrings.
that's that. In the state of Virginia, remember,
yeah.
70.
70's the guy. And that rules out all of us. I'll have you know that.
So. And Mike, listen, a man who has an IQ that I would guesstimate to be, if 70's the cutoff, he's got to be a low 80.
Oh, excellent. Who's this?
Mr. O'Reilly.
Mr. O'Reilly.
We will have our tribute, a salute to our brand new boss. We'll come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Let's go to D.C. and Garrison's on the line. What say you, Garrison?
Hey, O'Reilly. How are you doing?
Good.
I would have to give Person of the Year to a man that's led, to a man that stuck up for what he believed in, to a man that backs down from no challenge. That would have to be... Don Geronimo of the Don and Mike Show.
Don Geronimo of the Don and Mike Show. Now, are you related to this guy?
What's that?
Are you related to him? Do you know him?
No.
Did he give you a car?
No.
Because Garrison, on the screen here, it has Jesse Ventura.
Yeah, I changed my mind.
Oh, you did not. You wanted to give this guy a plug, Garrison. We know where you live. We're going to come over to your house tonight and take a reprisal against you. But it'll be a gentle reprisal. We'll probably force you to wash our car.
The Don and Mike Show.
Let's go to Chuck in Gainesville, Virginia. Chuck, what say you?
Hey, Bill, how you doing?
Good.
For you. I just have a whole issue with this Jessica situation where people need to get to the point, get to the facts, and start questioning the right people, which is her. And I think you make a very good and valid point. And what's going on in Bush's mind, I don't think any of us are going to completely know. The two people who really know what's going on with Bush would be Don and Mike. A lot of Bush.
Don and Mike, right? I'm delirious here. Our affiliate in Washington, D.C., WJF. Okay, how can I forget that? Don and Mike are the afternoon guys.
Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
A couple of biggins, Don and Mike.
Yeah. So you get that, the new boss says they're going to wash your car.
Yeah.
They go right to car wash.
I like that.
Day.
I do like that.
You know why? I'll tell you this. I've been in radio 38 years. I know how to kiss. You might not ever.
I do. Way to take care of the new boss.
Yeah.
Well, I do it on both of our behalf.
I appreciate that. I really do.
All hail. It's not been, I can't think how many times we've had general manager changes at WJFK, and we've been less than enthusiastic.
Right, I know.
We turn around today.
Yes, this is a different story. We couldn't be more excited, and that's why we're participating in this homage.
The jokes stop now.
Yeah, nothing funny about this.
Now.
This is our way of saying thank you and welcome.
We've had a bunch of different general managers here at WJFK 106.7. Ken Stevens, Alan Linewand, Michael Todd Hughes.
Right.
And our brand new vice president, general manager, Bill O'Reilly.
Exactly.
Now, we know he's the general manager because he's making all the decisions about what schedule of disc jockeys runs on this radio station.
That's the way it works, and we couldn't be happier.
I mean, he's the boss.
Huh? Right.
Who's going to say to him, hey, O'Reilly, you stink in the ratings. Nobody listens to your show on WJFK.
Step off.
Yeah, no one's going to say that.
No.
Because he's the boss.
Powerful.
He's a powerful man.
He is indeed.
He's like Jethro.
Yeah. Indeed. I said indeed like James Brown.
Yeah, there you go. So what he's done is he's got the lineup all upside down because he's forced his way back in because he's the most powerful man at Infinity Broadcasting. And he's caused other disc jockeys to have their shows interrupted and their time slots changed. Mm-hmm. Also, he can get his... fantastic show on every day from 1 to 3, which will be, and Mike and I are very excited about this, A great lead-in.
We could not be more thrilled.
I was looking at the ratings from this past sweep, and I want to say that, wow, it's encouraging. It's really encouraging.
It should be.
To see how the ratings drop off after Howard's show is over.
Well, the shows blend together so well.
And then to see how it bottoms out around the time that O'Reilly comes on. And then you and I are already like, it's like we're running a race, but they're saying to everybody else, every other station in town, get a one-mile advantage on these guys. Yeah. Get a head start.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm a head start, which means, you know, that head start is they start the race the day before.
But it's okay, because we always manage to catch up and do okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, or cats up, if you please.
Cats soup.
The point is, this guy, Bill O'Reilly, he's not only a broadcaster, an American, he speaks the truth.
Patriot.
I believe nothing about those vibrator stories and the sex calls.
Right.
And he's also now the new general manager of WJFK-FM. He's changed our entire lineup.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, do you know anybody? And Mike, I know we're doing a real cutting-edge bit here.
Are we?
But can you imagine anybody else, the whole time we've worked for Infinity, over 13 years, who could be powerful enough to say, listen, take Stern off at 10 in the morning. I don't care if Stern's going to Sirius Radio tomorrow.
Couldn't be done.
There's nobody in this company that could do that. Not only has he done that, he's screwed things up for the junkies. He's pushed himself back in the lineup. He's a powerful man.
He is a powerful man.
Time for us to kiss some ass.
Well, we admire power.
Let's do it. Our new general manager, Bill O'Reilly. We're going to have some fun with a tribute that we call Phone Home Theater.
Yes.
Hey.
This is where we will not actually be speaking. I know we just did phone sex thing last week.
This is different.
That was a bit with Mike being Bush.
Right.
This time...
Hey, thanks for pulling back that curtain.
Oh, sorry. Mike was down the hall.
Thank you.
We had the
Mike
president.
Mike was ill that day while the president was in here dying of the sex
I'm
line.
Totally with you. That was fake, but this is real.
But now without actually speaking to the phone hose,
and
we'll be using all tapes.
Taking tapes from previous statements made by Mr. O'Reilly.
Yes.
And combining them with the magic of those 300-pound women that answer your phone hole calls.
And also I'd like to say, let's see
what happened.
None of these statements by General Manager O'Reilly are taken out of context.
Not at all. Hey, what happened?
Oh, I see why.
What happened?
1-9.
I got a real red wagon. Back in 1970.
I don't think so.
Little tribute.
Yeah.
Here we go. Little tribute to a mighty wind.
Hey. Oh, no, 1-900.
Hey, I heard they're going to do this bit. What I want to do is screw up the phone line.
Yeah. See, all of our old phone sex lines had the numbers changed.
Hi.
We're
so glad you called. This service is brought to you by Creations for only $4.99 a minute.
Hi, baby.
If you're under 18 years old or do not wish to pay for this call,
no, we're not talking
hang
during
up
this.
Now.
Correct. Oh.
Billing begins.
I just have to tell her she's on the air.
Right.
And then I've got some Larry King's, like, hellos and stuff to get it going.
You throw some Larry
King's. To eavesdrop on X-rated phone sex at its best.
No.
Press 1.
No.
To hear steamy sex stories from hot, horny women.
No.
Press
2. I want 101.
To hear uncensored erotic confessions. Press 3.
No.
4. To talk live with one of...
Mike, they've just come out of the shower.
Press
right.
4. To hear introductions from women who are available to talk to you right
no.
now.
No.
Press 1.
Just give us the
to
whore.
To talk with a hot, horny woman.
Yes.
Press 2. For women with hot sex.
No.
Press 1 for women with domination fantasies. Press 2
that's where I'm
for
going.
A strict
yeah.
mistress. Press 1. Oh, hi, handsome.
Hi, baby.
Beautiful.
Just got to say you're on the air.
Hello?
Hi, Don and Mike, you're on the air. Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Hello, this is Mandy. Who am I speaking with?
I'm Larry of the Corner.
Hello?
I'm Larry of the Corner.
You're Lila of the Corner?
Yes.
Lila of the Corner.
I'm an incompetent boob.
You're a jackass.
You go right ahead and make out in front of my 3-year-old daughter. Go right ahead and do that.
Excuse you?
I am so boring.
You're an idiot.
Young girl's dead. I'm responsible.
You hear me?
I'm gay, so I want, you know, gay marriage so I can do X, Y, and Z.
Hold on. Is she still there? Hello?
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 I smoke marijuana every other day.
Hey, that brought her around.
Come on now, honey. Say something else.
Okay.
Hello?
Oh, I think we lost her.
Now what do I got to do? Get another one.
Hello?
Oh, there she is.
Have a happy abortion for Christmas.
Oh.
I smoke marijuana every other day.
Oh, I shouldn't have replayed
Hang
the
up
tape.
The phone, please.
See, now she knows it's a tape.
I'm going to be in a porno movie.
She just hang up? Hello, honey? Whore?
Hang up the phone.
Oh.
When I was a younger guy, once in a while, I would go in and rent Cave of Lust.
She's still there. It's our tribute to Bill O'Reilly.
So if I said I never did drugs, that would mean I lie.
Lie. Oh, got time for a new girl.
If you'd like to make a call.
Oh, no.
I was in South Africa.
Oh, hang
I'm walking down the street.
Your operator.
And a guy comes out of like a hunt.
If you'd like.
Shut up, Larry.
Larry.
Hold on.
Larry interjecting again.
Oh, man, I got to call back. She did not like that.
There's Larry interfering with our fun.
1-9.
She didn't seem to have a good relationship with the boss like we want to.
With the new general manager.
Normally gets along with everyone.
Although God knows we have so many of those candid moments. If we just get the right phone horn.
It worked very nicely.
Mm-hmm.
It's just getting it started.
Hi. We're so glad you called.
Okay.
This service is brought to you.
Who remembers what we have to do here?
$4.99 a minute.
I don't have the phone in front of me, so I don't know.
Or do you not wish to pay for this call?
I think it was four.
This is
now
a different one, right?
Billing begins in 3 seconds.
It's a friendlier line.
Excuse me.
Eavesdrop on X-rated phone sex at its best. To hear introductions from women who are available to talk to you right now, press 1.
No, I didn't want
to
that.
To talk with a hot, horny woman,
press
2.
Here we go.
For women with hot sex fantasies, press 1.
I'll try that
to
right
talk
now.
To a hot, horny lady,
yes.
Press 1.
Okay.
Oh, hi, handsome.
Hi, baby. I guarantee you can hit any number and you're going to get transferred to the same fat.
Hello, you're on the
air. Don and Mike show, you're on the air. Hello.
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 Hey, Dick. You're a moron.
Now, that's not going to start very nicely.
No.
So if I said I never did drugs, that would mean I lie.
Whoever this is, please hang up and stop playing on the phone.
Poor German guys, they loop over the counter and pound me.
I'm going to call your mother. That's it. I have call ID. That's right. I'm going to call your mother right now.
You got to be kidding me.
No, I'm not kidding you. I'm calling.
Unbelievable. Good luck.
Larry's a little better with him, isn't he?
Yes,
Larry's a little more conversational, ladies and man.
Hello?
Hello. I'm lying in bed. Hello.
I think she's gone.
Think so?
Pretty amazing, since they make their money by the minute to keep you on the line.
These seem to be new numbers.
The one that has the...
Yeah.
That's the best one.
And that was you mean there's only one phone ho working at that number?
I think that's a new number. That's a bad number.
Try another one, Mike. Give me a second. 1-9-100-646. Trying a different one now.
Hi, baby.
Hi, baby.
Hi, baby.
That's the one.
Oh. We're sorry. Your call cannot be completed as dialed.
See, all the ones that we used to love, hot, cheap sex talk, real
Right. Shemales,
dairy pillows, transvestites, cheap and nasty phone sex.
We can't call dairy pillows anymore?
They've all changed.
Oh, no.
Oh, that's sad. Hold on a second. Okay, if we get the same phone ho again, it's got to be the worst luck in the world. It's got to be one woman. Let's get some new... Oh,
Hi. We're so glad you called. This is brought to you by Creation.
Yeah, well, it's the same tape.
$4.99 a minute.
Yes.
If you're under 18 years old or do not wish to
make
this call, hang up now.
Okay, I'm ready.
Filming begins in 3 seconds.
Okay, I'm ready. You ready, Larry?
Probably, yes.
Eavesdrop on X-rated phone sex.
No.
We want two.
To hear hot, sexy women talk about their X-rated adventure.
No.
Press 1. If you want to hear mistresses talk about domination, press 2.
Sometimes
four.
Not.
To return to the main menu, press 3. Right. To eavesdrop on X-rated phone sex at its best, press 1.
That hurts.
To hear steamy sex stories from hot, horny women, press 2.
Where's the link?
To hear uncensored erotic confessions, press 3.
No contest.
Or to talk to hear
coming out of the shower
from women who are available to talk to you right. To hear introductions from women who are available, please choose the type of girls you want to hear introductions from.
Oh no, you did the introduction.
Hot, sexy lady. Hi, I'm Tiffany.
Just keep pressing 1.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, that girl is not available right now. You can try again later.
Come
or
on.
Just hold on for one of our other sexy ladies.
All right.
It'll be the same lady.
Highland number 388.
That's what we want,
When I first went to college, I had crushes on teachers.
Good luck.
Molly House sucks. I follow cute guys around. Now, they sign up for my classes.
I'm curious. I want to know why.
My long, sleek legs.
I know it is.
I used to wear black lipstick.
How do you get back to a real girl on this?
Go to the main menu.
Okay, I press start.
Hi, my name is Rio, 194.
Don and Mike,
you're here.
All right, hold on.
We got a dirty one here.
Yeah, wow. That's a tape, too. That's not a live version.
Is it really?
Yeah, I know what I want.
That's a tape.
Oh, God, I thought it was a real girl for a second.
Women telling stories.
I'm sorry. That girl is not available right now.
Yeah.
You can try again later, or just hold on for one of our other
Okay, I'll just hold on again.
No, because we're going to get a tape again if we hold on.
Hi.
Okay. Yeah. Now I press pound. As in pound sand.
Ooh, hi, handsome.
Hi.
A beautiful, sexy babe is getting ready to please you now. Stay on the line.
Call for Bill O'Reilly, our new general manager.
Here we go. This should be a live human being.
We'll be the good one. We're rolling.
This is the good one.
Hello?
Don and Mike, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello.
It's the same girl.
I'm Larry. I'm Larry of the corner.
The same one?
Yeah.
Is it really?
As they say in the hood, I'm down with that.
She can't hear us.
What is this?
Follow me and smoke weed, take pills, drop out of school, kill people and shrink. I'm Larry of the corner. I'm lying in bed.
They don't want to play.
No, they don't.
God, I'm senile here.
Come on, you got to say something, honey. Come on.
Maybe to Larry, hello?
Hang up the phone, please.
Same lady.
Who is this? Could you please hang up the phone?
Nope. There's only one woman on duty in America.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm on my knees most of the time.
It doesn't matter. Even if you get a little bit in there, it's good.
Hello?
How about the Jerry hello?
Hello?
Oh, hold on a second.
Screw the establishment, use drugs, get a gun, call women bitches, hoes, disrespect everybody, and you'll still do okay.
I'm going to tell you when to hang up the phone.
Nope.
Hang up the phone.
I'll beat you. And I'll beat you.
No. She's gone.
It's the nature of the beast.
Oh, my God.
It's the nature of the beast. Well, this
we're going to see to it that you die.
This has not turned out as well as
we would
have
best tribute in the world.
If you'd like to make a call,
bye-bye.
Try again.
Bye, baby. I'm giving that a round of applause.
If you'd like to make a call, please hang up and try again.
If I have leprosy, I want me to be the only one that has it.
Thank you. Join us next time.
I am so senile, I don't know what I'm talking about.
When our new general manager, Bill O'Reilly, joins us again.
I believe in beating a child.
Wow. Mike, I can't help it. He's opinionated.
He is.
He loves radio.
I smoke marijuana every other day.
He loves making decisions.
I'm gay, so I want, you know, gay marriage so I can do X, Y, and Z.
There he is. He loves the phone sex girls. And
I'm sorry I raped that lady.
I
think we have to go on. Then we got to get some more material from Mr. O'Reilly, yeah. Too.
Well, I think
go back to that old habit.
I think that's going to be arranged now that he's muscled his way back into the lineup.
Absolutely.
Now I have Travis Bickle run us some tapes and start doing the O'Reilly moments again.
Excellent idea.
I just hope the new general manager appreciates that tribute and gets it with the love that it was delivered with.
It's a fine tribute, Andy.
Okay, now if I press that button. Yeah, there's the right sound. 877-365-3636. After Super Bowl, after O'Reilly, yeah, phone scan.
I can't wait.
Your live telephone calls unscreened at 877-365-3636.
And join us next time when Bill O'Reilly will say, they're all gone, sorry.
Would you, oh boy.
He's
for being a guy that's
he's an eating cleaner.
Sometimes you're best. Mike, go ahead again.
Join us next time when Bill O'Reilly says...
We played that one already. I'm not, Mike.
I knew you were talking to him.
It's the Christmas right. Abortion.
Right. Join us next time when...
another objective?
No, like
no,
that one.
Third one.
How about that one?
No.
No, not so much? I'll go get more.
We have a lot of them. I know you just pulled out 90 of these tapes.
Join us next time on the Don and Mike Show when our new GM, Mr. Bill O'Reilly, says...
What's going to stop me from coming in with a load of heroin, setting up a little stand, and selling it to anybody who wants to come through?
Perfect. That works.
Thank you, Rob.
Very good.
Thank you. Put those away.
You're going to fail in life.
Thank you. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Folks, we indeed will be back with live performances from the Black Eyed Peas and Earth, Wind, and Fire. Sound like Donnie Simpson. All right, Terry Bradshaw, indeed it is exciting. And you know what? Philadelphia certainly gave it a valiant effort indeed. And guess who the leading receiver was, catches and yards for the Eagles?
Yeah, Darrell had an amazing performance in a losing effort.
And you know what? He'll say it was a divine performance. He indeed played healed football tonight. All right, folks, brand spanking new two-seater. It is some kind of car indeed. I'm going to talk to Mark Christopher about one of those myself, Terry. It's a pretty nice car indeed.
You've got to get a free car.
Yes, indeed. Now, all right, folks, it was indeed a valiant effort on the part of the Philadelphia Eagles. Congratulations to the New England Patriots and indeed to the Philadelphia Eagles. Folks, we've enjoyed it. We'll see you next year. Simpsons is now.
Indeed.
The Don and Mike Show.
At JB, who won't write me an awful email like it was some 13-year-old girl that broke up with him. I recognize him wherever you are.
They'll still be here after they thin the herd.
Yeah.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
You know what's a good site is www.donandmikewebsite.com.
Oh, you know what? Now that the Super Bowl's over, it's a great time to visit our souvenir shop.
Thank you, Mike.
It's right in the bottom of the hospital. Get something for somebody who's sick.
There are downloads, the daily log, crazy pictures.
Yeah, wonderful stuff.
And, you know, I don't like to go heavy on it, but I agree. It's our crazy going out of business sale.
Oh, yes, yeah. But the nice thing about our sale is the prices are going to remain the same.
Do you have anything made of leather?
Yeah, we do, as a matter of fact. We got a jacket.
A beautiful leather jacket, yeah. Rob.
It's delightful.
Nice. Yeah, it is. Nice. It would be nice to give one away to Robert Mailman.
That would be nice.
That would be nice. 877-365-3636. That's the number.
Christmas is just around the corner.
Time for a fun skit. And Robert will be so pissed to know that while I'm still petrified to play Xbox Live with him,
right.
I played with any variety of common dirt-eating strangers over the weekend.
Yeah, you still haven't found your way to a game with Robert, but you're still going into that land of the weird.
I am.
And speaking of the land of the weird...
Incidentally, yes. If I play tonight, I'll be in East 2. If you want to find me.
Is that the division?
That's the room I'm in. East 2.
I don't know how you do that.
See you there.
I do it.
I do not know how you do that.
I'm nude. I'm playing Madden Xbox.
Don't worry, hand it off the screen
now. Online. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Phone scan. Hello. Oh, you know what? That's from...
Oh, that's right. The phone
there. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air.
Yeah, go ahead, sir.
You don't own me.
Great song by Leslie Gore. What about it?
You don't own me anymore. Just a bunch of fat guys sitting around laughing at everybody else's jokes with your little...
Hold on now. Are you quoting Leslie Gore, or are you trying to make some type of a statement?
What's going on? We're confused.
What do you say?
Unconfuse us.
I'm not owned anymore.
What do you mean you're not
owned anymore?
You?
Hey, if I owned you, I would have sent you. If I owned you to begin with, I would have sent you back. There's something wrong with
this. This call's bad on so many levels. We're having trouble communicating with you.
Now, just let me know if we have this in common. Are you a Leslie Gore fan?
No.
Okay, well, then your whole you-don't-own-me thing, I don't get.
Ivy League educated man.
Are you using the, like, internet slang of owning someone, like, when you do something to disrespect them?
Maybe.
Maybe.
Okay.
I can't stand the 8 seconds waiting for an answer.
Don and Mike Show phone scan. Hello.
Dorothy Kilgour.
I hope you're all in good health today, gentlemen.
Why is that?
Enjoy the show. Got a little tidbit for you. Friday, when George W. called, my girlfriend came very ecstatic that George W. called her work on Friday. And to this day, they still
Is this the drunk
this
hour?
This is another confusing call.
Wait a minute. Then take a deep breath.
We didn't do a bit on Friday where George Bush called anybody.
No, what are you talking about?
It was Thursday. My apologies.
All right, what are you talking about?
We didn't do it Thursday either. You called anybody?
Well, when George W. called the phone whore.
Today, you mean?
No. Oh, we did that bit last week where George W. Bush called the phone whore.
Oh, yes, right. Exactly.
What about that, sir?
My girlfriend.
Hey, how about this? Hold on a second. How about waiting till we're done talking and then you answer, okay?
Certainly.
All right, what are you talking about?
I am talking about the bit when George W. called the phone whore.
Yes.
Are you calling from Virginia?
No, I am calling from Florida.
Because you know it's 74, and I don't mean temperature.
Oh,
it's 70. 70 was the cutoff date in the state of Virginia for retardation.
Well, I'm 78.
As far as your IQ goes.
He's 78. Yeah. So what does George W. calling the phone whores and your girlfriend...
He called my girlfriend's work, where she works.
So your girlfriend is a phone whore.
This is the joke.
She monitors phone whore calls, makes sure there's no bestiality or any weird thing in it. So she
There's a part of me that thinks this may be true, although who would care if someone talked about bestiality when you're talking to some whore on the telephone like your alleged girlfriend?
It's supposedly in different states it is against the law.
All right, hold on. Stop. Are you under the influence of any kind of narcotic or are you drunk?
Not yet, but hopefully soon I will be.
Sounds like you're on your way.
Okay. Yes, I'm trying.
Yes, we can tell.
So you're a little drunk right now?
No, I'm at home right now.
Are you like Bill O'Reilly? Drunk with power?
Have you ever had any kind of traumatic brain injury?
Dropping on the floor by my mom count?
What?
My mom dropped me on the floor when I was a baby cat.
Your mom dropped you on the floor when you were a baby cat?
And he wants to know counts.
If that counts.
What he said was my mom dropping me on my head when I was a baby cat?
Yes.
But it came out.
So your girlfriend is a quality control person at a phone sex place.
Exactly.
To make sure that bestiality never creeps into the clean world of phone sex.
That and pedophile.
Yes. All right, what did she think of the George W. thing?
Her whole work is still a buzz that George W. called. She's been talking about it all weekend. Very she's still
you
talking
know
about
she's
it.
She's smart and you're smarter.
Well, yeah, sure, I listen. I wasn't going to say nothing. Right. I didn't want to doubt
like I said. Play. Right, okay. All right.
Did you like all the Super Bowl commercials?
I don't like football, so I don't watch.
Okay. By red state, I've got that right now, right? The red state is the dumb states?
Well, it depends on your perspective.
With no offense to those of you who are red staters out there, but those are all dumb states.
Is there anything else we can do for you?
guys, I enjoy your show. I've been listening for years.
Thanks.
And I'm glad you're back in Tampa.
I'm glad you really get the show. Thank you.
Thanks.
See you
so
later.
Much. Don't drink and drive anymore.
He's driving home. That's what he just said.
Don and Mike show. Phones again. He's driving back to the eternal home. Hello.
Hello, Mike. I just wanted to tell Mike that I have blood in my
This is the phone scan.
Yeah, Don and Mike, you know one good thing about Bill O'Reilly?
No, we don't. Thank you.
Couldn't think of anything. Sorry.
Don and Mike show. Thanks for that incredible softball, though. Hello.
Yeah, I was hoping I could call in to talk about Super Bowl commercials like the rest of the morons that did.
Well, the rest of the morons that didn't do it like that, trying to act like they're smarter than the rest.
Oh, okay. Well, I didn't know, but David, I baked you a nice pie this year.
What the hell is going on? Whatever you do with your partner, David, he's okay with me.
David, I baked you a nice pie.
Hello. Don and Mike show. God, everybody hit the button on that one.
Again, well done.
I was Mike's finger guy.
Yeah. God.
Mike's finger guy.
And I'm permanently his guy,
yeah. And he's a brother.
Does this count as permanent?
Hey, Mark. Do you see that compression wash up my finger?
Yeah. I know. Yeah.
People.
I know.
Very clever, really.
People, I want you to know something. That's the type of stuff that O'Reilly doesn't like.
He doesn't care for that, and I'm just glad it didn't see the light of air.
I mean...
Buzz, can you help me with this?
People,
I know it's a sacrifice I'm asking you to make, but you know, I've implored that guy to just move on to you. And I think
Buzz is going to ask for the finger guy?
I'm asking Buzz for a favor. For just a little while.
I can't make him stop loving you.
What you need to do?
What, Rob? Help me.
Kill him with kindness.
Well, I've tried to do that.
Mike,
I tried to say,
more.
I love those Carls, but
Mike,
he knows
that
I'm not being, yeah?
Mike.
Yes.
Let me prove to you now.
Me.
They might hit the buttons on you again there.
No, they won't. make me finger-tastic.
Okay, good.
Make me...
Don, that is a stand-up move.
Make me your finger man.
That is a stand-up, and I hope he's listening.
And you're goddamn right.
That's Don who's asking
you.
You're
damn right. That's a stand-up move. That's not a sit-down move. That's not a sit-down move.
That's huge.
Stand-up more than taking
a bullet. I'm almost driven to tears. I'm that motivated here.
Now you're his number one pick.
I'm deeply moved.
And maybe his number two pick. Hello. Phone scan. Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don.
Yes. Hello.
How's that special brand of cheese you produce been going since all your weight loss?
Okay, this is like a joke.
What is going on with the calls today?
Weird.
What the hell is going on?
I'm all for a joke if you want to be one of those guys that gives out your phone number when the joke stinks.
No, I'm just wondering how it's been. I mean, since you lost weight, maybe production had slowed down on your special cheese.
Now, what he's dying to have you say, you don't give it to him. He's dying for the straight line,
right?
Which you're not. You're wanting to tell a joke and say your funny little line.
Yeah, absolutely not.
Okay, good. Sorry you didn't get a chance.
See ya.
Bye, Ed.
There we go.
There he's gone.
What special cheese?
Hello,
see,
Don.
That you can't answer.
Don and Mike's show. Phone scan time.
Do you think everybody had a little too much Super Bowl?
Yep.
Yeah, I think that's it.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yes, gentlemen, good day. During one of the previous idiots on this phone scan... Buzz Burbank started muttering in the background about Dorothy Kilgallen. Could you possibly get him to explain himself edify me?
Thank you.
No.
Yes, Buzz, please.
He was simply mumbling.
Yeah, Dorothy Kilgallen.
No, explain that, Buzz.
I'm not sure you really want that.
Well, Dorothy Kilgallen is a very dated reference.
Yeah,
right?
From like the 1950s, some game show.
I think I do want it, Buzz.
Slip over the score, and it's time for someone else to ask a question, you know, and moves on to the next panelist, and... Right. Merely an obscure reference meant to be mumbled in the background and
like
not to be spotlighted.
Like a kinescope thing?
Yes.
Probably before kinescopes.
Yes. Oh.
How long did you and Dorothy date?
Don and Mike show.
We're still good friends.
Don't talk to him about that.
Phone scan.
They didn't date. That's his.
Hello.
That's his daughter.
Hello, you're on the air.
Don and Mike.
Yes.
Just making sure. Thanks, Mike.
That guy was just making sure it was us.
That's good.
Hello, Donaldo E. Miguel.
Don and Mike.
Yes.
Hey, great phone scan today, fellas.
Yeah, and you're a big help, ass.
No, sir, I'm not.
Great callers like you making it what it is.
No.
You know what that's like? That's like when there's an 8-car wreck on the highway, and you drive by and you say to the cops, "Hey, great job of cleaning this up." You know, when there's blood and guts and everything all over the place.
And they're doing their best just to get through the day.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey guys.
Yes.
Have you considered that the right name for your new GM might just be the most powerful BO?
The most powerful B.O.
Yeah, except I think I said it 4 hours ago.
Yes, the most powerful B.O.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Sort of disrespectful, though.
Hello, Lolly. What say you, Michael?
All the funny guys are calling.
Everybody
tonight
wants to be part of the fun.
Hello, Don and Mike show. How come these funny people don't call the Bill O'Reilly show?
They will.
Which is now muscled into the schedule from 1 to 3. Call the general manager. Tomorrow he's doing a feature on our show called Ask the Manager.
Yeah.
And for our black listeners, that would be Ask the Manager.
Very exciting, so listen tomorrow.
Hello.
Don.
Yes.
I want to play in Madden.
Okay, I told you, I'll be in East 2 tonight.
What time?
Oh.
All the time.
Creepy.
All the time.
Come on. It's what I play.
Come on. Listen, if you're smart, you'll figure out what my screen name is. Challenge me.
Beware of O-N being a two-syllable word.
Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi.
I wanted to show the world how much I love your show and buy a t-shirt on your website. Imagine my surprise when I found none of them were blue.
Oh, you want a blue shirt?
There you go.
Buy this shirt. We'll chase away your blues.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello. Phone scan. Yeah. Hello, Don and Mike show. You see, this is live.
Yeah.
Anything
can happen.
Not a lot of guys would do this. Would risk their careers by taking live telephone calls. I know Bill O'Reilly wants everything to be taped and sanitized.
Of course.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, hi.
How you doing today?
You know what I was going to say to him? We're actually waiting for one good one.
Mm-hmm. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, Mike.
It ain't going to happen here, Mike.
Nope.
Mike?
What?
Hey, Mike.
Bye.
That was good.
Man, call me Kreskin.
We'll never believe it.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
That's
Joe's thing.
That's
Joe's,
Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry. Hello, Don and Mike show. Phone scan.
Don, Mike.
Yes.
This is your boss, Bill O'Reilly, the best boss of all time.
Okay. Hello, Don and Mike show. I know, you're going with that, but we've been doing that joke like for 4 hours.
You're not, Bill.
Hello. Don and Mike show phone scan.
Hey, how's it going?
Oh.
Jeez.
Please don't ask. You should be able to tell. Monitor our mood by the broadcast.
Wow.
Don and Mike show.
Yeah, I hear you, sir. You're on the line. Yes, you're on the air.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yes.
How have you been?
Oh, God.
Come on.
Please die now. Please die now.
Please.
Is that really it? You know, listen, we got millions of people trying to call this show,
mm-hmm.
and it's an ass like you that gets through. And that's all you can say?
Is that all you're going to say to us?
Hello?
And then there's silence.
Oh, well, listen, it ain't going to happen this time. Give me a moment. I'm going to pray to God. Dear Mr. O'Reilly.
That's all you need to do.
Yeah.
That's about all you need to do.
That was the delayed laugh. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Me, like a lot of schmucks, hosted a Super Bowl party yesterday.
Yeah, I am. Yeah. Hello, Don and Mike show. We were really trying. Hello.
This is amazing.
This is the Don and Mike radio show number. I mean, it's the game we play.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah, it's a dumb bitch. How you doing, dumb bitch?
How are you?
What is the deal with your phone?
A dumb bitch with a bad phone. What?
And now she's gone.
Just hang up. Dear Bill, as I lay me down to sleep, I pray to Bill, my soul to keep.
Right.
If I should die before I wake.
Make sure all the listeners that have called this phone scan today go with you.
Hello. Don and Mike show phone scan.
Hello, how are you?
Oh. Oh, he's laughing.
He enjoyed that.
Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike?
No, they're not here. Can I help you?
Is Buzz there?
Can no, I no, he's course? Passed away.
Is there any, is there any message that we can pass along to all of those people for you?
Can you talk me off?
Can I pardon what?
Talk me off.
Talk you off what?
Unbelievable.
Talk you off the cliff of your building, I hope, if you were asking me to operate under some phone sex directive. Call me in the office.
Might have been that.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, I'd like to order 4 Don and Mike jackets, please, off the website.
Well, you have to go to the website.
For the visa.
But or you could just keep talking.
Okay. Hello there, Don and Mike show. Phone scam.
We're batting 1,000.
Hey, Don and Mike.
I'm hoping we can lower the batting average.
It's a good one. Hello.
Hey, I just wanted to ask see if you guys saw the
How are things in the Grand? Either in the Grand.
I'm in a brand new house. It's very hollow in here.
Ah.
I work in the construction. Oh, but did you guys see the at the end of the first quarter, the gratuitous breast shot that gave one of the New England Patriots cheerleaders?
I saw there was a particularly noticeable shot of the New England cheerleaders.
Really?
Wow.
Hello, Donna. My name
is Baggio.
You sure it wasn't Charlie Weiss? Charlie Weiss is a big myth.
Oh, man.
Hello, Donna. My show.
Donna Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, Don, on your last feel good there about the girl that lost both her nipples?
Yes.
I think she was the fortune teller from Mallrats.
I guess that's funny if you've seen that movie. Hello, Don and Mike. I'm a Kevin Smith fan, but that's where I draw the line.
All right.
Hello.
Hey, I was curious what happened to the Happy Cat alarm clock during this time.
The Happy Cat alarm, that was a one-time thing, huh?
Yes, Rob is keeping them in storage.
No, I destroyed.
Can you bring them back?
No, I destroyed them all.
Oh, you can't. They were the best part.
That's right.
But listen, you've won a prize on this award-winning phone scan.
Yay!
What's your name? Any idea?
Jen?
What? Again?
My name's Jen.
Jen. Very good, Jen.
You're totally awesome, Jen.
Thank you.
Jen. That was something when I was watching Bart when he was a baby. That there was some kid show. I used to think Bart was going to be a faggot because he loved watching this girl's cartoon show called Totally Awesome Jen.
Not that there would have been anything wrong with that.
Oh, Mike, I would have had to kill him. I'm only going by what Mr. O'Reilly says.
You're slightly confused. This isn't Totally Awesome Jen. This is Totally Self-Centered Jen.
Jen, where are you from, darling?
Baltimore.
Yeah. Live 105, right on. Here you go, Jen. You've got the $20 Tower Records gift card. TowerRecords.com. Everything worth hearing is here. And thank you for calling.
Thank you.
The best phone scan of the week.
You know, it's great, though. Hey, that's out of the way now.
Yeah.
Wait till the rest of the week comes our way.
Mike, that's the best one of the week.
Absolutely. So now we're going to have all the bad ones this week.
Because it's only Monday.
That's great.
So tomorrow has got to get better.
I cannot wait.
Oh, Buzz.
Yeah. In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Buzz.
Me. He made it up.
Indeed. Indeed. What is that?
Yeah, this is going to be a good news cast, indeed.
What is your lead story on the news and comments, Buzz?
Today, the president...
Tonight.
This evening.
Tonight.
The president cuts education money to buy some nuclear weapons.
Indeed.
Oh, indeed.
Indeed. And indeed. 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 Star indeed. Yes, indeed. Indeed.
Indeed. That was very...
Indeed professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
And now, because someone has to be the dumbass, here's Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
And time for a station break. Oh, yeah. Ba-ba-ba-ba. Pittsburgh, PA. WURP. How about beautiful Las Vegas? Spike Radio, 1140. It's Superior, Wisconsin. WGEE. Mike's dancing. He's got the
stocking cap on.
Stocking cap on. And in Concord, New Hampshire. WKSL. Okay, I got to turn the music off, so you stop dancing now.
Sorry.
Okay.
Just felt the...
I know you look. You're like Kiki D.
Man, I'm in shape.
You got the music in you.
I don't know where that hat's been. I just found it on the studio floor, and it does not look good.
It does not look good.
Oh, boy. We'll do the same movie.
Both Mike and Rob going to dance now?
We can dance. We're
not too gay. Go ahead.
This is radio.
Are you watching
Why
this,
Why are we
Buzz?
Doing this?
Yeah. Buzz, yeah. You're not even watching.
Sorry about that. You know, sometimes when things are this crazy around here, it helps.
Both Mike and Rob were dancing in a very...
It helps to dance.
A Belushi-like fashion.
Mm-hmm. Well, I can't help it. I am average and white.
And, of course, I do not mean the greatest Belushi, Jim. I mean the other one, John.
His lesser-talented late brother.
Yes, John Belushi. Buzz?
Yes.
News and comments?
This is good smoke.
Brought to us by Smoke Break. Smokers, break the nasty habit without gaining weight. Smoke Break. Now at fine retailers, here's Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. President Bush is out with his new budget today, and it cuts money from education and Medicare, to name a couple of things.
Hooray!
Yeah. And takes a lot of that money and moves it toward the military.
Huzzah!
Yeah, I knew some people that said that was going to happen.
Oh, and huzzah, which was something yesterday during the pregame of the Super Bowl, when they had, remember when we were on in Philadelphia before we were canceled?
Right.
Uh-huh. That when we would go up there, there would be those idiots dressed like Ben Franklin.
Oh, and they'd do huzzah.
Yeah, and during the pregame yesterday, they had like five or six of these guys. One of them dressed up like John Hancock.
Right.
The other one like Ben Franklin. And there was a lot of huzzahing.
Huzzah.
Huzzah.
So the president's new budget takes a lot of money from education. In fact, it cuts or severely restricts 150 government programs, a third of which are education. It makes severe cuts in Medicare, but as I said, provides more money for the military. That's the new $2.5 trillion budget proposal being made by the president.
Huzzah.
And part of that is to develop, as the president would say, new nuclear weapons.
Mm-hmm. I could just stop you for a second.
Yes.
What are we going to do? What are our guys going to do? Go to Iraq and throw books at those people?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay?
Exactly.
All right, come on. Get on point with the program,
Absolutely.
Please.
Absolutely. Get on point with our new boss.
Books would make good armor.
Mm-hmm.
Our nuclear arsenal is, to be objective, old and rickety and fragile. Fragile is not good when it comes to nuclear weapons. So American scientists have quietly...
Do you say old?
Yes,
old. Rickety?
Rickety.
And
fragile.
Don, baby, how's it going?
Thank you.
So American scientists have quietly begun designing the next wave of nuclear weapons. They're trying to make the 2005 nukes sturdier, longer-lasting, and more reliable than the ones we have now.
Sounds like what they're trying to do with Tic Tacs.
Reliable is important when it comes to nuclear weapons.
And it can make it better than it was before.
The breath mints, not
of course.
Push pins. Mm-hmm. Okay. Tic Tacs, you know, newer, better, fresher.
New flavors.
Yeah,
fantastic.
A, if you're going to have nuclear weapons, that is, and that raises another debate, whether gearing up factories to make the new nukes will motivate other countries to do the same, maybe even countries that don't have them already.
Are these extreme? You know what I mean? There's like the
these would be the extreme
the letter
nukes.
X and then extreme.
Like the extreme games?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
The U.S. program to make new nukes has been quiet so far because it's only spent $9 million so far. But there's more money to be had in the president's new education and Medicare cutting budget.
Although I didn't mention about extreme sports, I watched the Tony Hawk boom, boom, get out of the room, whatever the thing is they had. Yeah, it was cool. They had...
Oh, I like the stuff they do.
But they had so much going on at once. They had the big skateboard things that the guys brought
right,
the down
ramps,
on.
Right.
And then there were guys on motocross bikes. And at the same time, guys on motorcycles, and as the skateboard guys were going up and doing their jumps, there were motorcycles jumping over them, bicycles around them.
Yeah, it's crazy. I saw the similar thing they do with the skateboarding, but I saw it with snowboarding, and they did it for the Extreme Games, and it was pretty incredible to watch it. It was fun.
It's extreme.
We have tape of Tony Hawk?
Yes, we did.
Oh, good.
I didn't know that.
Oh, all right, here's Tony Hawk.
Now, come on, I walked right into that one.
Sure did.
What would JB say?
Take one quick swig of some vodka here.
Great idea. That's just a really nicely done thing you guys just did.
Mm-hmm.
That's comedy 101 right there.
Yeah. Can I just say one more, do you mind?
Yes, please.
Indeed.
Indeed, and indeed, 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 indeed,
indeed.
And if you're going to irritate countries like Iran, who knows, you might need the nukes. Over the weekend, an Iranian religious leader gave this warning to the U.S., and I quote,
okay,
if you behave with disrespect, even just a little bit, we will punch you in the mouth so hard all your devouring teeth will fall off. The sermon aired Friday on Iran's Channel 1, probably to kick off February sweeps. The religious leader, Ayatollah somebody, was speaking to a crowd at Tehran University.
Ayatollah Tony Hawk.
They responded to his punch-in-the-mouth comment with chants of death to America, which, of course, is one of Iran's favorite catchphrases.
Death to America.
The cleric mocked the U.S.'s ability to pose a threat to Iran, saying one young Iranian is worth all Americans combined.
Why do they hate us so?
I don't know.
Strike a pose. There's nothing to oppose a threat.
Meanwhile,
the
back...
Ayatollah of rock and roll.
They hate us because we can wear jeans.
That's right. And meanwhile, back in Iraq, there's more squabbling every day over election irregularities. And the minority political parties are complaining more loudly that they've been cheated in the vote counting.
If you have an election...
irregularity.
That lasts more than 4 hours.
Yes. See your doctor.
Please call Baghdad.
It's true that some polling stations never even opened on Iraq's much-celebrated election day. Some polls were open but ran out of ballots. Voters were all blue-thumbed with no place to go. The name of a candidate for provincial governor was left off a ballot.
Oh, no, there's a hanging chad in my burqa.
1 week after the election, there are charges of mismanagement and worse. In some parts of Iraq, they're talking about setting up their own local governments, having no faith in the national government that was supposedly just elected. The tension is rising.
I'm glad there are 51st state.
And it's going to be fun, especially when they set up the beach resorts.
I can't wait to go there.
And now, a message about teenaged mud-wrestling female soldiers in Iraq. 19-year-old Deanna Allen isn't the only woman in her National Guard police battalion who got into the mud and wound up at least partly naked.
Fish.
All right, now I'm listening.
It's just that she's in most of the pictures on the internet, so she's the one being demoted. Her mother, who has reminded Deanna this is not the best way to represent her country, says her daughter has been unfairly singled out.
Well, yep. So they got over there and they just got into a fun little
They were taking over
match
for another battalion, and they were celebrating, and yes, they had the mud wrestling
What's
and the drinking
name?
And the sex, and her name is Deanna.
Here she is.
I love to play in the mud because I wasn't the fastest guy in the world, but you put us in mud, and I'm just as fast as most of the guys. Most guys can't run in mud.
She sounds like a pretty girl.
In her own words.
This is Sam Hill.
She's pretty.
And back in this country where Democrats were just beginning to raise their gaze off the sidewalk and into the real world, they looked up and
saw
the billboards.
Why do we have homo guys?
I'm sorry?
Why do the Democrats have homos on the ground?
I don't know that they do. I didn't say anything about homos.
Did you say raise our gaze?
Yes.
Oh, I meant
your line of vision. Raise their line of vision.
See,
they're no longer staring down.
I'm glad you
down.
Explained that.
Thank yeah,
you,
I'm
that's
sorry.
Right.
Almost
you know what that's called up there? That's called the brain.
Yeah, that's right.
You're well past that 70.
G-A-Z-E as opposed to G-A-Y.
That's right. Pick your head up, Democrats.
G-A-Y-Z.
Democrats,
that's how you spell gay.
Just starting to pick their heads up, and that's when they saw the billboards. Billboards in Los Angeles to thank Hollywood for its help in reelecting George W. Bush. It's sarcasm in the largest possible font. The billboards feature the faces of Michael Moore, Whoopi Goldberg, Ben Affleck, Martin Sheen, Chevy Chase, Barbara Streisand, and Sean Penn. The billboards express gratitude for the 4 more years, quote, W still president, it says on the billboard. The billboards were posted by a moral values group called Citizens United, run by a former Whitewater investigator, David Bossie.
I hear you laughing. Watch it. Mr. O'Reilly loves that group.
Yeah.
Our new boss.
Yeah.
They meet the new boss, same as the old boss.
Yeah, let him get cocky. Let him get cocky. You know, 4 years is a short period of time.
Well, for some Americans, it's just too much, and they appear to be making good on their threats to move to Canada if Bush was reelected. He was, by the way. A Vietnam vet who's an ancestor of the man who wrote the Star-Spangled Banner is moving to Canada. His house is on the market, and he's job searching in Canada, and all because of Bush. He says he loves the United States, but he says this is not the one he grew up believing in. Immigration lawyers say that, like that Vietnam vet, many Americans are doing more than just making inquiries. They're following through. 4 times as many as before the election. Tens of thousands of U.S. citizens. And Canada's immigration website is getting 115,000 hits from the U.S. every day.
Well, now, really, that's just wrong. I mean, and I'm not kidding now. If you back out just because we got a dummy as a president...
Yeah, you're backing out of the system.
Mm-hmm. You know, we do? Right. We stamp your hand, like if you're leaving the big kahuna in Ocean
City. Yeah, and you can't get back in.
And you can't come back in.
I'm inclined to agree with you. I really am.
You know, you can disagree with Bush, and we think he's as dumb as a box of rocks.
Absolutely.
But he's the guy with the job. If you're going to be so stupid, you're going to be like Alec Baldwin and seriously talk about moving to Canada.
Well, you know what? It's ridiculous, and I don't want people in the Democratic Party that are going to be leaving the country just because we lost an election.
Right.
I think you stick around and you work for your guys. I mean, everything is cyclical in this
country.
Stamp
the hand.
Absolutely. Yeah. Everything changes.
You want to come back? No, enjoy it up there with Nanook. Enjoy the Edmonton Eskimos. Yeah, that's right. I'm scary good. I know Canadian Football League.
Sure.
The Blue Bombers of Winnipeg.
Really? Winnipeg Blue Bombers?
Yeah, that's right.
God, you love your football. Can you name one more Canadian team?
The Hamilton Tiger Cats.
Wow.
Thank you.
We all laughed an uncomfortable laugh on Friday at the ventriloquist who believes the Pope has been dead for years and that his body is just a puppet. But we're now hearing a report from Italian TV that, well, I'll tell you when we come back.
Oh, you're crazy like that, Buzz. We'll be right back, everybody.
It's the Don and Mike Show.
And entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
They are not dignified.
No. Nope.
Don and Mike.
No, no.
www.donandmikewebsite.com. That's the official website of our show.
More on that.
Now, hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Sorry.
I enjoyed that.
Yes.
Okay, so maybe the Pope is alive, but we're now hearing a report from Italian TV that the Pope's blessing on Friday was probably recorded. The Pontiff appeared at his hospital window for the traditional Angelus blessing when his voice began to falter. Suddenly, he was speaking again after some clicks, and suddenly his words were much more clear than they'd been before.
Some clicks and grunts.
Oh, boy. We couldn't see his mouth because his assistants were holding a piece of paper in front of it, ostensibly the prayer he was supposedly reading.
Welcome to the House of Wax.
TV technicians say they even heard part of the tape during a test of the public address system.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Get your freaking hands off me.
What's the deal? What's the law? What's the way it works? If he's at the point where he really can't get around anymore, is it till death do us part? Or
yes,
can they?
I believe
so. Haven't they had popes that actually were infirmed and they couldn't perform their duties and so they moved on? Or do they just have to wait till
I'm
they
I'm not
die?
Catholic. I don't know. I don't think
remember,
so.
And I should know that. You and I should both remember that, but we don't. It's too long ago.
Term limit.
In modern history, I think they have to die.
I think so.
And they burn the ballots and there's smoke.
Yeah, the smoke, the white smoke, the black smoke.
And it's hocus pocus. Ooh.
So you heard Rob say it, the Pope must die.
I never said that.
Now a news story about how there won't be very many news stories about the Michael Jackson trial. People who've probably
you're clever like that.
People have probably thought about this too much offer the following reasons there'll be less trial coverage for Jackson as there was for, say, O.J. Simpson.
Why, Buzz?
Number one, no cameras in the courtroom. Mm-hmm. We talked about that earlier. Sketch artists just don't fascinate TV producers the way moving pictures do. No cameras also means viewers cannot follow the trial in soap opera fashion as they have others. The second reason for less coverage, the yuck factor. Given the charges against Michael Jackson, it's not comfortable to talk about around the water cooler. MSNBC and Court TV say they'll leave it to the entertainment news shows to cover, but
what's the yuck factor?
But Access Hollywood...
it's about a three.
Yeah, but Access Hollywood...
the field, yeah.
You're right.
Hey, what's the yuck factor on the Women of WJFK calendar?
Nil.
Zero.
That's calendar.
Right.
Zero. Access Hollywood's already said it will limit its coverage of the trial, so you can't count on the entertainment shows to keep you up to date. But remember, too, that a recent 48 hours with the Jacko's parents boosted ratings by 1 million viewers. For now, though, we're hearing there'll be less coverage of the Michael Jackson trial than you might expect. How we doing so far? Because guns, tasers, mace, and nightsticks just aren't enough, some American cops have started taking steroids.
Yeah.
RoboCop Chris Holden of Oklahoma City heard about an officer shot to death in a struggle over his gun.
Welcome, Sergeant Jose Kensenko.
Yeah. So Chris started taking steroids. Now, he and three other cops in Norman, Oklahoma, are out of a job for either selling or using bodybuilding steroids.
License and registration, please.
Sergeant Barry Bonds.
And there have been similar cases in Mississippi, Ohio.
Freeze! Clear! Cream!
I'm going to need to have you step out of the car.
It's happened in Connecticut, Hawaii, Colorado, Alabama, Florida, Arkansas, New York. Quoting one former cop, big is better than small, tough is better than weak. But steroids can also damage the heart, the liver, and the testicles.
Oh, pshaw.
And they can cause rage in a guy who's already armed with a gun, a taser, some mace, and a nightstick.
Okay. Hi, Donna, Mike.
Scary. You're trying to scare us again, Buzz.
I'm sorry. You can try to regulate indecency on radio and television, but can you keep a talented guy from being funny? 17-year-old Brad Devlin of Florida was doing a live closed-circuit TV broadcast recapping his school's win over another in girls' soccer.
Yeah.
The script, approved ahead of time by a teacher, said the home team really kicked some booty. Brad, the anchorman, couldn't help himself. I love booty, he ad-libbed. Brad has now been suspended, just as he would have been if he'd brought a knife to school or started a fight. His parents were so steamed, they've grounded him for a week. Brad says he hears that he's been cut from the TV news team, but he says he hopes they at least let him do tape reports in the future.
Oh, God. Nobody be surprised when this kid's up on top of a McDonald's with a gun one day.
Or and the next big star. A middle school in Massachusetts.
No, my money's on the McDonald's shooting.
Yeah,
bus.
All right.
I don't think so.
A middle school. You remember what happened when people told you couldn't do stuff. You did
right,
it. And
I went.
Became
I went
rich
up on
famous.
McDonald's and I shot people. That's what I did, Buzz.
And then you went on to an illustrious radio career.
How you got the job.
And nobody remembers those bodies. And they all know where they're buried. So don't worry about it.
They're all in Bill O'Reilly's yard.
Yeah. And they will be for all time. A middle school in Massachusetts is tightening its dress code after some girls started falling out of their tops. The girls in question are in the sixth grade. The female principal says she heard concerns expressed by male teachers at the school.
How did he get the credit on that one? I don't know.
It's about the only thing we've not accused them of yet.
Female principal says she's heard concerns expressed by the male teachers at the school about the amount of flesh being displayed. Quoting the principal, they were a little uncomfortable interacting with some of the girls. We had a young lady in the cafeteria with only a bra and sweatpants. Her mom agreed it was very inappropriate. The principal says she blames the rock stars.
I'll drink to that.
Oh, are you kidding me?
No, I'm not kidding. Don't you know that's how we do it now? You blame Britney Spears.
That's unbelievable.
Right. That's what Commandant O'Reilly says.
Yeah, well, there you go. End of discussion.
It's the rock stars.
And before we end the show today,
yes?
Everybody join me. Hail O'Reilly!
Hail O'Reilly!
Hail O'Reilly!
In sports.
Mike's the only one that went all the way into the hand motion with me.
I'm sorry.
Thanks, Mike.
Hail O'Reilly!
Hail O'Reilly!
There you go, Buzz.
Now that the NFL season is completely over...
Yeah, and you don't have to prove you know how to do that.
David...
Who taught you?
Rob's covered. Now that the season's over, David Witthoff can change his shirt, but he probably won't. David's been wearing his Brett Favre jersey, the one he got for Christmas, ever since Christmas, in 2003.
This guy's kind of famous there in Wisconsin there, Mike.
Yeah, we got to get him on the show.
The Connecticut...
Go back!
Actually lives in Connecticut. At 8 years old, he's worn the shirt every day for 408 days, and he plans to keep wearing it.
I seen his picture, though, in the Green Bay Press Gazette.
Oh, yeah. Big news in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Quoting David's dad, he's got a lot of stick-to-itiveness. I would think so, after wearing that shirt that long.
Hey,
quoting the president of the Packers, just typical diehard cheesehead. I hear from them all the time.
Sure.
And finally, from this really did happen department, a Jordanian man and a Jordanian woman met online in a chat room. They hit it off. They fell in love. They agreed to get married. They agreed to meet.
Yes.
That's when they discovered they've already been married to each other for years.
That's like the Rupert Holmes song. You.
This, of course, took all the fun out of it. They've now filed for divorce. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz. you like pina coladas.
Holding hands in the rain.
I think we got to go. We normally say stay tuned for Ron and Fez, but Bill O'Reilly's got some other great show that comes on the hour before Ron and Fez come on.
Very good.
So that's it. We'll see you with a new episode tomorrow. Thank you for listening, everybody. Good day to you, sir.
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 That's it. We gotta go.
Cut off 70.
Okay, we'll see you tomorrow. All hail Bill O'Reilly.
Who's looking out for you?
Kyle O'Reilly.
So we'll meet again. This is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.